All right? All right, then. Enough of this boring shite. Let's get a show on the road.
Once a month, just like a girl having her period, three wee laddies converge in a radio studio in New York City. Then, for the next 3 hours, they drink and tell jokes about retards. And people around the world tune in and say, "What is this shite?" This shite is the Laszlo Show, starring Big Wayne.
You know, I always fuck around with my Ollie, and I say if she ever dies, I'm going to keep her an extra couple of days to do all the fucking things she wouldn't let me do to her.
Reed Tucker.
She was peeking around a wall. She right. was holding a handgun. I shot her face off.
And Laszlo.
Do you want it from behind while you play Super Mario Brothers?
It's a show by men. Men who remember freedom. Before seatbelts and helmets and condoms. When you could drive drunk and feel up young girls. And sing along to rock power ballads. And smoke in bars. And get in fights. And wake up in a pile of your own vomit with your eyebrows shaved off. This is the Laszlo Show.
All right, episode 47. Laszlo Show. We're going to call this the Ninja episode because we're doing it with zero listeners in the cover of night. See, last time there was a bunch of equipment problems, and so I said, what? No, we're not doing a TV show anymore. I'm tired of worrying about what I look like.
Right.
What clothes I'm going to put on when we come in here.
It's also better when people aren't slagging us off online on the chat rooms live while we're doing the show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They think somehow negative feedback's going to make us feel better. So I looked, and I think it's been almost a full year since we did a,
are you serious?
did a show. I think it was last when we did the telethon. It was last July.
Whoa. Yes, you're right.
It was. And people have been understandably very upset that we have not gotten our poop in a group to do this. But we're going to try, right? We're going to try to actually do a show every 3 months or something.
Are we doing one show tonight that's going to be for 3 months?
Every month. Or, I don't know. We're just going to... It's my pledge. It was my New Year's resolution was to not touch myself so much. And do a show occasionally.
You never win at that one.
Right. big doings since we saw each other last. I guess we should explain for the people who haven't heard the show before. We started this show 7 years ago or something. We've literally done... This is the 47th episode.
In 7 years.
In 7 years. And we're... so Reed is... I don't even know what you are anymore.
Right.
He was the useless producer.
Right. Now I'm just the useless guy who sits here next to Wayne.
Right. And then there's Wayne who...
Useless.
who evidently is still unemployed.
Yes, sir.
Now, we had this telethon because Wayne was not feeling well. And it raised a bunch of money.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
And so it's been paying for his medical bills. And he informs me that... I asked him how things are going, and he said things are rough because his unemployment ran out, so that means he's out of weed.
Yes, sir.
And, totally out of weed?
You ain't supporting me no more.
Okay.
Laszlo kept me busy during the winter, I got to say.
Yeah, so listen, his employer was Laszlo Enterprises.
Yes.
To the tune of a brand new bathroom.
Yes, and it's beautiful, ain't it?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Except no, never. And so, but Reed, let me tell you, coming home every day and your house just reeks... Like a Rasta armpit. I'm like, what is he doing all day in this house?
So the work moves slowly is what you're saying.
The work moves slowly, but...
Motivation.
So do you work better when you're high?
Yes.
Especially when... Really?
Yeah, yes.
Even for careful tasks like...
Yes, you find you get more...
Plumbing.
Yes, you get... I didn't do the plumbing. I did carpentry work in the tile.
So
You get... Yes, your mind seems to get more focused and I like what I do, so I get turned on by doing it to the... finest level that it could be done.
Okay. And Laszlo, how's that bathroom looking?
I mean, he did fantastic work.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. So yes. I won't question the methods.
It's just, let me say that when people are working by the hour, they tend to stand and analyze what needs to be done a lot. Because I could tell you, when I was working hourly at a pizza place, I used to stand at that place going, how exactly am I going to mop this place and get the hell out of here?
So you just didn't mop it and get out?
No, you got to stand erect. Because, dude, the longer you're there, the more you get paid.
Ah.
Don't you see?
Yes, I do see.
So And tonight, Reed, this may be the last episode ever because we are going to a Jamaican sound clash in Queens.
You guys are going to get killed.
This is fucking nutty what we're going to tonight.
I'm very nervous about this because, first off, I met this DJ named David Rodigan who worked. He was one of the DJs on the reggae station in Grand Theft Auto. And he's like a legendary DJ in England. Like, he's the guy that helped bring reggae to England. Bob Marley would stop by his studio and give him tracks that nobody had heard yet. Legit dude. So he says he's coming to town and he's doing this sound clash. And basically what it is, it's a fight between DJs, right? And Wayne tells me that to celebrate, when people appreciate how well the DJs played, they pull out their gun and shoot into the air.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to an indoor event, but usually on an outdoor event. There would be handgun unloading without a doubt.
In America or just in Jamaica?
I got to say mostly in the Caribbean. I never heard of it in America.
But, it made me think that every time some fool gets capped in Queens, it's at one of these type things. I mean, there's like, some people died last night because people were really excited at a concert.
Right. Well, I remember I went to New Orleans a few years ago and they had all these signs posted up on flagpoles and telephone poles and things about, please do not shoot your gun in the air. See? Did you ever see those? Because, and they had pictures of all these people who had been killed by falling bullets. I'm serious. It was like 10 of them on one, so you never know. Somebody's going to die in Queens tonight from a falling bullet.
I don't know if it's going to be from a bullet. It's going to be because we're Caucasian.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I have a distinct feeling I'm going to get shanked at this thing.
So why are you guys going?
Because it's crazy. Yeah. You gotta go.
Do you know any of the DJs besides this guy?
No.
I do.
Uh-huh. Really?
He does. They're evidently legendary Jamaican DJs.
Because I heard that they sometimes get these special tracks from artists that they bust out and everyone goes crazy.
Oh, yes.
That's the thing is you have to have all these tracks that you play where people are like, have made special tracks for you, and that's how you beat the other DJs. It's like, oh man,
right?
You know, Super Maui Biscuit made him crazy track where he gave him a shout out.
I know you guys are just gonna stand there slack jawed. You're gonna know nothing.
Oh, I plan on bouncing.
You gonna dance?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Definitely. It's that hard. It's like that dance hall stuff.
It's all dance hall tonight.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And they said, it goes till 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Dude, I ain't done shit to 5 a.m. in a long time. I'm usually fucked up by midnight now.
I'm rolling over for another 5 hours at 5 a.m.
But you got to find out who the winner is, though. You can't leave before you find out who's the
crowned champion. Our train is at 2:30. Our train is at like 2:30 in the morning. We'll be long gone.
Man.
No, I think I have a feeling. Here's what happens with Wayne is he says he's going to be reasonable, and then he gets a little liquor in him.
Yeah, I wasn't going to drink at Anthony's house.
And he gets a little liquor in him, and then next thing you know, like, did I tell you about when we went camping?
No.
I took this, whatever. We had a bonfire up at this place in Massachusetts, and so I'm going in to go to sleep, and he says, I'm going to stay down by the campfire. Dude, he must have drinking a bottle of rum. And I said, why are you going to do that? He's like, sometimes I have crazy thoughts, suicidal tendencies. And I was so fucked up. I was like, you know what? If Wayne's going
to
kill him.
Is that what I said to you that night?
Yeah. You were saying that sometimes you were a little depressed because you were out of. Dude, you were hysterical. You're like, I'm depressed. I want to sit down there and poke that fire and think about how I ain't got no work.
I do love a fire, though, huh?
Here's the thing, when you have a bonfire with Wayne, he just starts grabbing shit and throwing it. Before you know it, you're melting glass. It's unbelievable. He's a complete pyromaniac. But then I remember that he used to set cars in Queens on fire for fun.
That's true.
Complete fucking pyromaniac.
Depressed, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been?
My depression?
Since you've been working.
Oh, almost a year.
Okay. So we need to get the health update, too, because people out there think you're dead.
The health update is not good.
But
it's not good. It's a life of medication from now on, Reed.
Okay.
And that's not so cool, but
no,
it keeps you alive.
All right, so we raised all this money for you on the telethon last time.
Yes.
Yeah, did we get you a new liver from Afghanistan?
No, I actually still have quite a bit of the money left over.
Yeah, dude, if you go to Thailand, you can kill someone for that money and take their organs. You can get a whole new inside.
How am I getting to Thailand?
Well, Laszlo Pay. Right. Laszlo pays for everything. You lead the best life for somebody who's unemployed.
It really is unbelievable. Say, dude, he's got this. We have a separate bank account set
just
aside.
For Wayne.
Just for his medical stuff.
Oh yeah,
for
yes,
the money
yes.
that was raised. Yeah, yeah.
It just, nice. Yeah. So how much was it in the end? I remember
it's like $2,500.
That's crazy. I
don't want to say 27 or something like that. But yeah, it was up there, and
it was amazing. Do people from like Denmark?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow. Put some whatever that crazy money they have up there right. together. And
I was astonished. I truthfully, when he handed me the total, the tally of that night, I was pretty amazed.
Yeah. Now here's the other part: is he said? Remember how you said you were going to try to do like a chapter of your fucking book?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Well, I get that. I'm the one that gets the hate mail about you not fucking putting that together for people donate $200.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened? I remember last time we talked that you were going to do something special for the people who
I
gave
kinda
money.
Just
you
know, lost, I did the karaoke.
He sang Rocket
Man. That wasn't
Man.
Special.
Great, yeah, that was for them, right? Dude, some people gave, what, some guy gave like $200 or $300?
Someone gave like $270, right, I want to say. Right. Some girl, I think it was, too, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable.
You should send those people naked photos of yourself.
Do you really want to see this
no,
naked?
No, I don't.
All right.
Don't
so then, that. What makes you think they want to see this naked? You know, when I did the karaoke at the end, I pulled up my shirt and started touching myself. My wife said that was the most, you know, saying hated thing she ever seen ever. She was like, don't ever do that again. She's like, don't be showing touching yourself, your nipples. She was good. Like, she lost it then. She was like, off, you're done.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
She found that very unsexy.
She did not like that.
So what did the doctor say? I got to know.
Just, I seem to have a kidney that's not operating 100% correctly.
So 10% correctly?
Let me tell you how when he gets this diagnosis, he switches from cigarettes to cigars.
Yes, I told Reed.
Which he told me he inhales still, yes. So really no savings.
And so that's the other thing about my house. It smells like cigars.
It might in the garage. I gotta say, if your house smelled like anything, it should have smelled like cigars. I smoked a lot of cigars in his garage.
But I don't understand how, in your mind, you're like, you know what? Marlboro Lights or coffin nails, cigars. That marks a man of sophistication.
Yeah, but you know, it's like I'm not supposed to inhale a cigar, but I do. I enjoy it too much. And I've come to terms with that, all right, so I'm not going to live to be 100.
I don't think you're going to. How old are you now?
I am 49 next month.
You may not live to be 50.
That's life then. Someone's got to go. You two will be pallbearers.
No, I'm not coming.
You're not coming?
No, I'll come.
We didn't even go to your wedding. Why would he?
Yeah, but he didn't like get married in the United States or even Manhattan. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's true.
It's like unemployment, dude. Couldn't make it to England, dude, and give you a gift.
Laszlo would have paid.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you about. I have offered, back to Jamaica, I have offered
without a doubt.
To fly him and his girl to Jamaica for this Christmas. I want to book a house. Mm-hmm. I got the house. I got the flights. I'll do it all. And he says, well, you know, I don't know what's going on there. I'm going, you don't know what's going on now. You ain't got shit going on.
What's
going
to come up for you?
How can you turn down a free trip when you got nothing going on? You're like, well, it's going to cost. I'm like, how? All you got to do is bring some money for weed, and it's $15 for a fucking ounce down there.
It's just a hard thing to commit to, Laz.
How?
What is getting in the way?
My wife.
Well, she doesn't want a free trip to Jamaica?
No,
well,
she wants him to get a
does.
Fucking job.
Yes, she does. Oh, I see. Okay. She's done with me being home, Reed.
Dude, I got to tell enough. You, this the Wayne relationship is on the rocks because
it's rocky.
He needs to get
income.
A gig. Now, here's the thing. People have begged you, and this is something you could do at home and smoke weed, to begged you to write a book.
Yes, I know. I kind of just lost interest in that.
Here's the thing. When you aren't making money, right. It doesn't matter if you're interested in working at Home Depot. It doesn't matter if you're interested in pumping gas. Right. But you know what? The idea of sitting at home and writing and getting paid for it, how is that not interesting?
I lost interest in it. I don't know. What more can I say? It's not my thing.
Why isn't it your thing, though?
I don't know. I guess at first I got high on it because it seemed like something exciting to do. And then when I actually had to apply myself, which my wife says the word is effort, I make very little.
Okay. So what if we got you...
Like, Reed, just to give you an example.
Yeah.
I went out looking for work this week. Mm-hmm. I went out one day. That is not enough effort, I've been told. Okay?
So what do you do with the
rest
of your
time?
So your
wife is basically turned into a high school guidance counselor right. telling you that you're not applying yourself.
She's a life coach now.
So what do you do the other days, though?
I gotta say, I was a little banged up. I was a little sore, so I kind of was just resting.
Let me tell you what the other day, yes, other days he's doing Vicodin.
Yes, I did have a nice Vicodin day one day.
So you you can afford pills?
No,
and cigars.
Who said afford? I have. It was given to me.
Okay. Okay. God.
So let me. And this is maybe slightly related. Reed, let's say that you really enjoyed cooking and you really liked baking, let's say. You mm-hmm. enjoyed baking and you really liked baking with oregano.
Okay.
And you constantly came over to my house and said, I need some more oregano so that I can bake, right? Now, after a few months of lending oregano, don't you think when the other person got some oregano at the store, they would come and pay you back?
Well, I was hoping for, that you would pick me up my oregano and I would reimburse you so that I could continue baking.
But then what happened? So you got nothing, you're dry.
I am bone dry.
How's that feel?
That's, dude, more than the bone dry is the bank account dry.
Uh-huh.
That sucks.
Hmm. So, I mean, you just, how do you get
through the day? He was so unmotivated, he didn't even, he forgot to click on the little button to redo the unemployment.
No, that was not it. There's no little button you click to redo it.
Do you have to go to an office?
I did have to go to the office,
and
yes.
Do you have to explain to them what's going on?
Well, you know what I'm saying? They give so many extensions nowadays, and your claim can be good for, like, you know, 24 months now.
Mm-hmm.
But my claim had ran out, so I had to reclaim, and they have to, you know, say and see you in person and want to see that you've been out looking for a job and have detailed searches. You know, they want to know the people you've seen and spoke to and where you went.
And so he just...
What do I do?
Nothing, because
I do what every other person did on unemployment. They take out the telephone book and start making shit up.
What, you just start picking contracts?
No, dude. I actually am pretty, you know what I'm saying? Because I am seriously looking for a job, so I have to keep track of where I go mm-hmm. and who maybe says, you know, come back or...
But have you considered getting out of the whole construction thing?
Yeah, I think the construction's done, dude.
What about retail? What about food service?
Really? How about the
what
Gap?
About, yeah, would you work at the Gap?
No.
Why, though?
Because I wouldn't enjoy that.
Okay.
Well, I enjoy what I do.
Dude, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't really specifically enjoy doing, but you got to do it for the money.
Yes, I understand that, but what I do and what you're asking me to go do work in the Gap, is that going to employ me to what I make as a carpenter?
It will not, but what if that were just for a few months as a carpenter?
Yeah, and when you work at the Gap, you don't have to pee in a bucket on the side of some fool's house.
Right, or see some guy put a nail through his face or whatever happened last time. What happened?
Chris cut his finger.
Yeah, that's right.
At my house.
Yeah, right. Oh. All right, so back to the book. What if, you know, Laszlo, isn't there some software where you can just speak to the computer and it will type it out?
That's called the cassette recorder.
Yeah, okay. This isn't 1978.
Yeah, so if we get you a cassette recorder, I'm happy to transcribe it.
You don't even do that. Just send it to India. You can get a guy to transcribe it in India for like $1. There's all these services online. I'm telling you.
Okay, so if we get you, I have a recorder at home.
I will record.
Do you have a computer? You have a computer.
Yeah.
We'll get just make a digital file of you speaking your story.
Oh, I can do that.
And then we'll send it to a guy in India to transcribe.
And then?
And that's it.
I set the car on fire and freebased.
And then that's it. You can do that.
I can do that, but... Again, it requires effort, Reed.
Not effort.
Effort.
It's just what you're doing here.
Right.
You just tell dumb stories.
This is a little more fun than me talking by myself.
So
okay.
So then maybe what we need to do...
You need to sit with me.
Yeah, and then I'll just edit my shit out. Where I'm goading you to actually...
Say something stupid.
Right. Like, I was thinking... The first chapter should be about you growing up in Queens, because he was telling me, Reed, about when he was growing up, his grandmother was very ill, because we were talking about, you know, family members getting sick. And here's the compassion that Wayne has. They went and got her a bunch of Burger King because they thought that it would be funny to...
You know, play with the ketchup and splash it all over the place.
Because she would shit herself.
Yeah, well, that too. Yes.
So what was the ketchup? I don't get it.
I don't know. I just remember one time, you know, playing with the ketchups and squirting, you know, you put them on the floor, you put pressure with your foot, and eventually you wait to see how much it takes.
But didn't you tell me that you gave fast food to your grandmother?
Oh, yeah, to see how fast it would go through it. Sure.
When she was quite ill.
Yeah, but Laszlo, how many people have you experienced, like, into their late 70s, 80s in nursing homes?
Well, a couple.
Because they give you this look like puppy dogs, like they want ice cream and Burger King, and you're not supposed to give it to them.
But you did.
But you do. Sure, because listen, dude, if I'm in bed and you come and see me, and I say suck my dick, you better suck my dick.
Wait, hold on. This just
how do we go from Burger King to blowjob?
It's because it's called like the, you know, you grant the person their last wish.
Okay.
They want a fucking Burger King, I'm giving you a Burger King.
Okay.
That's it.
So wait, hold on. Let's go back a second. If I am on my deathbed,
yeah,
and I tell you that I want you to suck my dick, you would do it?
I might have to.
Wow. So what else this have you done?
Unbelievable.
For dying people?
Right.
I ain't been around a lot of dying people, but
how many dying people have you given head to?
None.
Yet, right.
Yeah, right.
Damn, I hope your health improves.
Well, for
dude,
last, come on, for last, for all the things he's done for you, you wouldn't give him a little head?
No.
No.
You look up, you see that grin on his face. He's like, ah.
No. He's never paid me to refinish his bathroom, so I think you owe him a little more than I do.
All right, I'm laying there in the bed, all look with that fucking goofy look on my face like Stephen Hawking when you suck the shit out of my ball bag.
You like your ball bag sucked?
No. We have, this has gone the wrong direction. This is about you and your job.
Yes.
And employment, not my ball bag. Because here's, I'm quite nervous because my family has gotten into Googling me and they found like some shows that we've done. People like talked about them online.
Yes.
And so my mom calls me the other day and she's like, people on the internet say that you did LSD. I'm like, oh, I said, Mama, people on the internet are so crazy. They're so crazy. I'm like, that's a personality that I play. It's like,
mm-hmm. That's a personality.
Name a comedian who goes up on stage as another person. Ali G. Mm. Larry the Cable Guy, right?
How about Richard Pryor?
No, he was always Richard Pryor.
He was a drug user.
Yes, that was not a character.
That wasn't a character.
He set himself on fire.
Did set himself on fire. Speaking of set himself on fire, have you seen like on the front page of the New York Times or whatever, there's people in Greece setting themselves on fire as a form of protest? I got to tell you, I protested the Iraq War. I've been to all kinds of protests. I would never set my shit on fire.
No.
At what point do you say, you know what, I'll show them. I'll yeah. cook myself.
I know there's been a bunch of those monks who've been doing it too, and like they run down the street. Wah! You know, I think they start to regret it as soon as they light that flame.
Yeah, that's one of those like I'm gonna show. Whoops, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, and then that's it. You're dead and you're forgotten.
Well, most of the time they don't die.
Yeah, well, that's
even
worse.
Dude, if you ever talk to anybody who has been like, you know, a burn victim or whatever, like a lot of the soldiers coming back from Iraq and stuff that got like burned.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Like recovering from a burn is supposed to be the worst ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then your ears are all melted into the side of your face and your nose is like all like Crayola melted down.
Exactly.
And what did you do? People like, what happened to you? I was like, oh, I was upset about austerity budget, so I set my shit on fire in front of the fucking
right.
state house.
You think people are going to remember that in 20 years?
Exactly. Right.
That is definitely some commitment.
Protesting education reform back in the day. And it's like that guy on the cover of the Rage Against the Machine album. You seen that guy, that monk that set himself on fire? It's that famous picture.
I don't get it. I understand a lot of forms of protest, but setting yourself on fire.
Because then you're not even around to enjoy the fruits of your labor, you know? What if the Chinese government actually gave in and let Tibet go?
Do you think there's a politician that's like, ooh, boy, people, motherfuckers setting themselves on fire. Maybe I should reverse course. Or do you think they're like, you crazy motherfuckers. What are you doing out there?
Although I think, didn't, you know, that whole Arab uprising start when one guy set himself on fire? I think he did. He was like a fruit vendor in Tunisia or something. I'm not lying. He was one fruit vendor in Tunisia, and he was getting shaken down by the cops, and he was sick of the corrupt regime. Mm-hmm. And so he went to the government, and he set himself on fire. And then that started everything, and it just spread.
No, no, that's too painful.
No, yeah, I
mean, just about when you burn your fucking finger or something, you know, just like,
yeah,
natural.
You're gonna give yourself a splinter
on
the
fucking oven or something, you know?
Seriously,
it's like, no way, man.
Dude, I burned my finger on a panini machine. Right. Last thing I'm gonna do is go protest austerity budgets.
Well, that's the thing. There, is
shit
there
hurt.
Is there anything you care enough about to die for?
Not one thing.
That's what I'm saying.
No, there is.
What?
Weed.
Nah, I wouldn't. If that wasn't there, I'd find something else.
Well, you evidently have.
Right, Vicodin.
Vicodin. Well,
it's expensive.
Not when you get it for free.
Yeah, so yeah. How are you getting by? You need pills now?
I wanted a, I needed a little pill for a little weekend.
But you said you need pills for the rest of your life, like what, to keep your blood pressure down?
Oh, yes, to keep the blood pressure down, yeah.
Okay, so where? How do you get those?
I get them through the doctor.
But how do you pay for the doctor?
But through the money that we raised.
Through some of the money we raised,
but
yes.
The medication every month is expensive.
Not really, because they give you, you know what I'm saying, what is that, when it's like a non-brand name.
Generic,
that's it, yes,
okay.
There we go.
Sweet,
so,
okay.
But, you know, mm-hmm. It's lifelong now. You're going to get to this age, don't worry, it'll be something.
Oh, sure, I know.
It'll be diabetes, fucking blood pressure, something. Mm-hmm. Him too, he's back there in denial. I run 20 miles, good for you.
Last weekend I ran 3 hours straight, dude.
20 miles?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Dude.
I knew he could run, but I didn't know he could do quite marathons.
Dude, that's crazy. I am.
Did your shirt rub your nipples raw? You
dude.
Know, you ever see those people?
My titties hurt like crazy.
That's what you got to tape those things out, man.
Tape them.
You do. That's what people who run the marathon,
they got
tape
special
their nips.
Ointments for them, too.
That's right. You got to put Vaseline on
Glide
them.
I have to tell you, and the other interesting thing is I was running through Rockaway, Queens, where all sorts of junkies were. That's a very interesting motivator to keep moving. You're all hallucinating.
That's right. He went up on the boardwalk in Rockaway. That's right.
I ran from where we live all the way into Queens and back.
Damn.
Yeah. Dude, I got demons chasing me. I am one marathon away from sticking a needle in my arm.
You should run the marathon. You gonna sign up?
I'm thinking about it.
You should.
I just want to, it's one of those things that I thought, like, if I do it, then maybe I'll be somebody. Yeah. I just want to be one of those people that are like, I ran 26 miles, motherfucker. Yeah.
So, go do it.
But here's my problem. The only reason that I do any of this is because I feel guilty about how much beer I drink.
No, bullshit. Because
I have, you know what, when I ran those 3 hours, the night before, I had 2 martinis and 4 beers and a cigar. And then I woke up the next morning feeling like garbage, and I was like, well, you deserve this. And then I went and fucking ran 3 hours.
Wow.
Man, you're like a bulimic girl.
I really am. I am like a bulimic. I just look in the mirror and I go, I hate myself. And then I cry, and then I cut, and I listen to some Justin Bieber. It's a whole fucking cycle.
Oh, man, but if you do run the marathon, don't tell me and don't expect me to come cheer you on. You ever had somebody call you to cheer you on for the marathon? It's mm-hmm. the worst thing, because there's like 50,000 people coming by. You never find the person. Even if you do, it's like a brief second where you just see, hey, so, and then that's
yeah,
it.
That's what you're there
and
for,
I
the
stand
support.
Out there for four hours.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, and the New York City Marathon is insane.
Crazy.
And it's like you try to get up to the little barrier to watch people, and people are like jockeying in India, smashing you, and they've got their signs for their stupid people. Yeah. And it's just like, I mean, it gets really competitive on the sidelines of that crazy-ass thing.
It does.
I prefer the Thanksgiving Day Parade. You ever been to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yes, I have.
Nope.
I got drunk as hell and made fun of John Tesh at the top of my... He went by and I was cursing at him.
You were there for the actual parade or the day before?
No, the parade.
Oh, okay, because it's a big thing to go the night before and watch the balloons get blown up.
That's for fruits.
Yeah.
what was John Tesh doing there?
John Tesh was singing.
What year was this?
Dude, John Tesh, you don't understand. He's got a whole... Yeah. That man he's got a radio empire.
Yeah, exactly.
He is he's the Dark Lord of the Sith.
Yeah. I thought he was like a new age piano type dude.
Dude, he's all over. If you turn to any sort of one of those easy listening
stations...
Yeah,
they got the John Tesh Minute or whatever.
No, dude, he's like the DJ of... He's a syndicated DJ.
Well, in
DJ
Long Island, he's got that one radio station he's on.
But he's not on that. But he's on them nationwide.
Uh-huh.
It's for fat women in their 40s that finger blast themselves in their cubicles. It's bad news.
I listen sometimes. That's bad.
There's so many... I bet he's rich as shit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people like that you wouldn't think are crazy rich, but I'm sure he's crazy rich.
So he's got a lot of money.
What's crazy rich?
$10 million?
That's crazy rich? I don't think that's crazy rich.
You don't think?
Nah. I think that $540 million was crazy rich if you hit that lottery.
Oh, that's true.
Did you play?
Yeah, I did. Cool.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. You're unemployed.
Yeah, I got to say.
How many tickets did you buy?
I think I had $5 for the Wednesday night one, and then the one on the weekend I had $10.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Did you play Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played.
$10. I don't even think, honestly, I don't even think I hit like two numbers.
I didn't
out of all those numbers.
Me either.
Dude, nothing. And I was so I would sit there on my iPhone. I kept refreshing, waiting for the numbers to come up. Yeah. And you it's so lame, and you start thinking about, like, yeah, I'm going to tail off that other motherfucker. Yeah. Like, you start thinking about what you're going to do.
Exactly.
Right. And then nothing.
And I got Chris telling me I better buy him a house if I win the money. It's like, dude, you'd be happy you get a dinner.
Yeah, what would you do if you won?
I'd probably live pretty extreme, I have to say.
You moved to Jamaica?
I'd visit. Move. Why move?
Well, it's sunny down there, dude.
I live in Long Island. That's where I live. I'd live there. And I just travel the shit out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Stay places 6, 8, 10 weeks. Not worried about the tab.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
You'd pay back Laszlo for all his largesse.
Yeah.
Largesse. Dude, you better go to a spice store and bring me about 80 pounds of oregano.
80 pounds?
Well, see, that's the thing, and he just comes over and borrows oregano when I'm not home. And I come home, and it's like, oh, Wayne was here borrowing some oregano.
But I did say I wanted to replace the oregano when you go to the oregano store.
The oregano store being somebody's beeper?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm not quite sure where the store's located.
It's Costco. We get in bulk at Costco, you see.
He likes the Turkish oregano.
So you know in Laszlo's house where he keeps...
No, not okay. At all. No.
He knows where the spice store is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you have that one drawer, yeah.
He's going through all your stuff when you're not there.
I don't want... I gotta tell you, I don't trust Laszlo.
Do you ever look through his underwear?
I don't trust Laszlo.
You don't trust him? When you're in his house...
I gotta tell you, Reed, in my profession, I've heard enough stories of people getting caught with, you know, nanny cams and all kinds of shit, that I'm pretty conscious of that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You don't go in someone's house and invade it.
Uh-huh.
In his garage, I've been in everything.
What do you found out there?
Just his tools.
Okay.
That's anything about else? It. He don't keep nothing in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting.
Do you have a nanny cam, Laszlo?
No, but so do you actually worry that I hide a camera to watch you?
Well, you see, when someone tells you this story, when they hide a dog walker, that they took a picture of where the leash collar was, and at the end of the day... The dog walker said they walked the dog, but you feel the proof is in the pudding that the leash wasn't moved. It makes you think. You understand?
You're really accusing me of being a psychopath.
Is that what you call that? Taking a picture and accusing the dog walker?
Here's what happened. That we were suspecting.
And I believed you. I don't doubt that.
We suspected that the dog walker was not walking the dog.
That's fine. But the difference between a dog walker and Wayne is you know Wayne and he's a friend, whereas the dog walker... is probably just somebody you hired.
So. True, but I just, you know what I'm saying? I just, in my position, I've known a lot of people that have gotten busted doing shit. You'll be surprised.
Looking through chicks' underwear and stuff?
Yeah, that's definitely been accused of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't understand. Why go through... I don't care about somebody's underwear.
Well, that's you. There's some guy that's obsessed with fucking wanting to know a fucking dress.
So you worked with a guy that was...
Plenty of guys, dude. You have no idea of how many bras and panties have been shot around the room.
Did they ever put them on and wear them at work?
I gotta say, there was one kid that had them on his head.
Okay.
And he said he found them. You know what I'm saying? I was like, dude, no matter whether or not, you don't want the customer seeing you with the drawers. Whether the hood drawers or not, you don't exactly want to see that.
What about food? Did you ever eat their food?
That I have gone. I have done some food.
It's like being a babysitter, dude, when you're in high school. You know, you used to
You're giving carte blanche? You think construction workers are giving carte blanche?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go out for 8 hours and you're going to work in my house. Please help yourself to whatever you want.
Do they ever say, go ahead and eat?
They usually tell you to help yourself to drinks,
okay.
Not to eat, though.
So what have you eaten? What's the best thing you've
eaten? You know, like nuts and fucking fruit and crap like that. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to eat, Reed? What's there, a fucking raw egg?
What about stealing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyone?
Because your paycheck, just like I'm sure in anything you do, your paycheck is more important than that one time of how much you steal or what you steal.
Right, but okay.
A consistent pay when you're working for someone, that would reflect back to them.
But somebody must steal something.
Oh, I'm sure, yes. Guys have stolen lots of shit, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever masturbated in somebody's house?
Yes, I have.
Were you bored?
Hold on a second. So,
you're bored, man. What do you think?
Okay.
Wait,
but
so.
Don't you have work?
So hold on.
What about Laszlo's house?
No, I didn't really have time in Laszlo's house.
Well, you're there the whole day.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, you got time to like fucking pull your junk out and start beating off.
Dude.
So when you were over doing construction at some rich family's house, what made you want to go into the bathroom and spank it?
You know, you just get horny. I don't know. But it was done,
what
sure.
Makes you, what about the old, you know, that thing you always see, like, from porno movies from the 70s?
Oh, yeah, like, where the woman invites you in and she gets 10% off the contract.
Or the daughter, you know.
Reed, there was only one time I had a woman that offered me to have sex.
Really?
And the whole thing was behind it. She wanted the bill lowered. And I said,
hell yeah. Did you do
it? I don't have no way of controlling the bill.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Here's what you do, yeah, is you should have done it and then said to your boss or whatever, like, oh, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to take $20,000 off that $22,000 bill because she fucking touched my cock.
How much did she want off?
I don't remember, but it was, you know, it was just being discussed, you know, and I was like, no.
Wait, but how much? Okay, hold on a second.
I'm pretty sure they'd want considerable amount off.
Right? Well, all right, so consider that, because that basically turns you into a whore. So how much are you worth? What, $250?
If she didn't want money off the bill, would you have done it?
No. I'm married.
But listen,
okay, if you
take that out of the equation, yeah, would you, as you're a real man suddenly, you're not attached to anybody, you're not neutered like everybody in this room, would you?
You know I would.
Sure. What did she look like?
What did she look like?
Yeah, how old was she?
I want to say she was about 55.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, wrinkly titties.
And she was a Jewish woman. Yes, yes, Laz. It's funny that you actually said it. She had a cleavage, and when it came together, you could see wrinkles in the cleavage. Yes.
So, how does she even bring that topic up? How does she start it?
I don't remember exactly
how
it started.
Very anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
You say that Jewish people have sex.
I was with another carpenter, and there was actually a housekeeper, let's say child nanny woman, and she was interested in my friend. And right away, that started talking up. And then it was it within 15 minutes, this girl said she wanted to get married to have citizenship.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She puts it right out there.
Right. It was like in 15 minutes, she said she'd marry someone for citizenship. And my friend Tony was like,
So that was a no.
No.
So no one, okay.
Exactly.
Wow. See, nothing like this happens at our jobs, Laszlo.
Nothing.
No one has ever wanted to have sex with me because of my
There's job. No Christmas party with one floozy.
Floozy? What century is it?
Now listen here, you. You're quite the floozy.
Let's go over by the ditto machine.
There's never been anything like, you know, you had a little lingering kiss at a Christmas party.
No, dude, the whole thing about the Christmas party is such a fraud, man.
I have two beers and go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because his Christmas parties get crazy.
Well, yeah.
See?
The Rockstar Christmas parties tend to be a little bit off.
Too bad there's no girls who work there, so it's probably...
Oh, no, they just hire... I can't really get into it, but this...
What do they hire?
There was a lot of women that worked at the Hustler Club came by that were serving drinks.
What? How did you get them there?
Money.
Oh, okay. So they were paid.
Let me hold on a second. Reed just asked, how do you get a stripper to come over to your private event? It's like you wave some Benjamins.
Right.
They don't give a shit.
I thought they like video games.
No, they like money.
Okay.
They like, you know, that's why they'll grind on your cock for $20.
Right. But nothing's going to happen beyond
that. You want to crash the party next year that lasts?
Hell yes, I do.
I think
it sounds way better. Last
can get us in.
We don't even have a Christmas party anymore. They cut it. It's all budget cuts. We haven't had one in like 5 years.
Wow. And see, at Wayne's Christmas party...
Yeah.
That's, you've got
party of one.
Listen, I will book these Jamaican flights tomorrow. Why can't we just go? Dude, I had a terrible Christmas not going away.
I've had terrible Christmases not going away.
So all we got to do is I'll book it. You don't have to pay for anything.
I understand that. And that is wonderful of you and very generous. But me and my wife feel like right now it's just not feasible.
How is free not feasible? I'm going to take you away for a week to a place where you don't have to pay for anything.
You understand that. I, unfortunately, am not in an industry like you. If I am working for someone and I take a week off, hello, I don't get paid. So you're talking about me going away after not working for 1 year already, and who knows what I'm going to do the rest of this year. What's going on here?
I don't
know.
There's shit beeping. Hey, Anthony, the shit's beeping.
Sorry.
No, it stopped.
Pizza's here.
It's phone.
Pizza's here.
I thought it was phone calls.
Yeah.
So what part of Jamaica do you guys go to?
South part. Yeah.
All right. So is there a town nearby?
Yeah, there's towns. We don't reveal it.
We don't like to reveal it because then it gets out. There's parishes.
You think
towns.
Somebody's going to come find you?
No.
No, not they're going to come. They're going to find that where there's a nice, cheap, affordable place in Jamaica.
Right, with real Jamaicans instead of some kind of...
No fucking sandals.
And, I just went there 3 weeks ago.
You went to
Jamaica,
sandals?
Listen, he tells me, he's going, I'm going to Jamaica. I'm like, for how long? He's like, 3 days. And
not
I'm going
3 days,
to Kingston.
5 days. Went to Kingston. I have friends who live in Kingston. Kingston... Dude, you better come with a machete.
Without
there,
a fucking
dude.
Doubt.
That is hardcore.
What part of Kingston were you in? Do you know? Did it have a number after it? Like Kingston 12, Kingston 15?
No, I don't know. It was up on the hill. It was
I don't know that. I know Kingston 12 is one of the tough spots.
No, we weren't. Come on, look at me.
You know, that's like think I'm gonna machete survive? Carrying, gun toting.
How do you, have friends that live in Kingston? You are the whitest person I know.
Yeah, really.
Because one guy, they just moved there. They're not from Jamaica, but they just live there.
They ain't gonna be there for long.
No, but they do all right. But so, then, but you know, it's so weird because. Does this happen to you guys? Jamaicans call you whitey?
No. Fucking no, never.
Never, dude. Wayne gets so much respect.
Well, yeah, you got the beard.
He gets mad respect.
But that's what, you know, we drive around.
We're going to find out how much respect I get tonight.
Why? What's
going to
happen?
We're going to the Jamaican Soundclash.
Oh, I see.
This shit is crazy tonight.
Yeah, everyone there was nice, though. I mean, everyone there was
nice. Yeah, it was nice if they weren't calling you whitey.
Hey, whitey. That's what my friend told me. He's like, oh, they're going to call you whitey, and they call women Miss Chin. They don't mean it as disrespect. That's just what they do. So we drive around through these little towns, and these kids would run after the car like,
whitey?
Hey, whitey!
Yeah, because they want your money, because they think whitey's got money.
No, I don't know. Nobody really hit us up for money either.
Wow. What kind of colonialism were you fucking spreading down there? What were you doing?
Yeah, really?
I don't know. Dude, we were driving down this dead-end road, like in the mountains, in the small villages, and there was a guy just hanging out by the fence, and my friend asked him, oh, you know, do you know how we get to Treasure Beach? And he was, is that where you guys go?
No. What's a place I heard of?
Okay. Okay.
You ever been to the...
Am I getting warm? Treasure Beach?
No.
It's in the south. Okay.
No, we're farther west.
Okay. Yeah. So so we said, oh, you didn't know how to get to Treasure Beach? And he's like, yeah. And my friend asked him, okay, well, so what do you do? And he's like, oh, you know, I farm.
Yeah,
and
I farm.
And my friend was like, okay, what do you farm? He's like, oh, all sorts of things. It's like, okay, we just stumbled upon a marijuana farm. But they were perfectly nice, dude. I never felt in danger down there.
Did you smoke any when you were there?
I did not, but dude, it was everywhere.
Hold on a second. You went to Jamaica and did not smoke any weed?
Yeah, but you know, I don't really like smoking weed. It's not my thing. But the people would offer it to us. You know, these Rasta guys would just come by and be like, here you go, do you want some?
Nice.
Yeah.
Was it Junior?
you know Junior?
You know Junior, the fruit man?
Is that your hookup?
He was one of the hookups.
We got many hookups, dude.
Dude, people would try to sell it to you anytime, you know, anytime you're walking
around. Because they see you white.
Well, that's exactly.
Because they think you're a tourist. And I tell the guy, that's what you're there for.
Well, of course, look at me.
Yeah,
I've never
seen look at
the
us.
Sun.
You think we're any different?
No, I know,
you think
exactly.
When we're walking around in Jamaica, they just think approach you as a tourist, and they want to fucking kind of make some money off you.
One guy wouldn't go away, and I was like, look, dude, I got no money. I don't want any weed.
I'm
going
to tell you the
no
best
money.
Trick my wife came up with. When you're on the beach in Lazaltitas, you have these guys that come up, and they want to sell you their, like, hand wood carvings.
Oh, I hate those.
And it's a turtle and a duck and a whatever else, a fucking cross. And they fucking harass you and harass you and harass you. Then finally you fucking say you find the cheapest one. You're like, all right, here's $7. Get the fuck out of here. What my wife has learned is from that moment on, we actually travel back to Jamaica with the shit we bought 3 years ago to walk around with the fucking wood turtle that she's
nice.
Got. Like, we already bought from this guy over there. Sorry.
I need that, dude. I got hit up by so
you
many
gotta.
Of those guys. But being
she was
a
so
New Yorker,
smart when she pulled that out. And said, oh, we just bought this sweet. From another guy. I was like, holy shit, you're right. You got to just like, tell them you already spent that money.
God. Those guys are like, oh, that's no problem. You can pay me tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the same thing, man.
You can find me tomorrow. What?
Yeah, because they know exactly where he's staying. I had one guy come up to me and want me to buy a watermelon. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with a watermelon? I don't need a whole watermelon.
It's better than that wood crap they try to sell.
Well,
yeah. Buy a watermelon.
But
these are artisans. I can't believe. Slow down on the racism.
What are they?
Those guys aren't artisans.
Dude, yeah, they are. They carve.
Dude, the same turtle that my wife bought from some guy on the beach was being sold in the fucking tourist shop.
Yeah.
For $8.
Dude, in Jamaica, it's crazy expensive, too.
It is.
Crazy. It's the weirdest mixture of, like, dirt poor country, but crazy prices.
Did you convert your money from American to Jamaican dollars when you got there?
No.
Oh, because it's, like, insane. It's like, you know, you give, like, 400 American dollars, and you got, like, 18,000 Jamaican
dollars. Well, I know. But still, like, you go to the grocery store, and, you know, a six-pack of beer is, like, $15.
I didn't find that. I thought everything was pretty cheap.
What?
Yeah, I got to say, we were buying, like, six packs of Red Stripes and the rum, you know, like pints of the rum. I was going through 3-4 pints of rum a day. Half pints, I want to say, yeah.
Is it that white rum?
I was drinking the white rum, yeah. You drank the white rum when you were there?
Yeah, that stuff is good. Yeah. I like that thing.
You know what it is? After you have the first one, you realize it's not as, you know what I'm saying, it's not so crazy and so bad, but
it's not so potent?
No. But did you drink enough? Did you get fucked up?
One night we did, yeah.
I got to tell you, that was a night. You know, it's like that kind of rum, I could maybe drink a half bottle.
Yeah.
But after that half bottle, I am like sloshed. I am like crazy running my mouth, everything spitting, slurring, smoking.
It's pure, man. But, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's 140 fucking 130 proof rum, yeah.
And everyone says the weed there is best in the world.
I've had good weed there and shit weed. But that bottle of rum that they say that you have, they use Jamaican juice for everything from mosquito bites to curing the navel on a newborn baby when they cut the umbilical cord and a circumcision.
What?
Yeah.
They rub rum on everything.
They use that rum, I guess, because the alcohol content is so strong that it will, you know, fight off infection.
I believe that, man.
But it was one night me and Laz were sitting, and the guy started saying, yeah, use the rum to put on, because I got to tell you, we were sitting there with like these three Jamaican guys, and we're getting bit up. And these guys are acting like nothing's happening. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, You got these horse fly mosquitoes biting you. Thank you there, love.
Nice.
Yes.
Guinness number two.
Yeah.
Dude, and seriously, I thought it was a cliche, but how many times did people try to tell you about Bob Marley while you were there? I'm not lying, dude. It was like...
I didn't find that so much.
Yeah.
No.
Dude.
Because I think where we are, we're at like a little more in the country.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, we were all over. We were not just in... We were in Kingston for 2 days.
Yeah, I've never spent a day in the city there.
No, it was just 2 days, but then we were out in the mountains, on the beach. Just, I mean, I'm telling you, it was rural as hell.
Did you make it to the Blue Mountains?
I don't know. I don't know where those are.
Well, that's like in the northeast. That's where the best coffee in the world comes from. You have Blue Mountain Coffee when you're there?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
I don't know if it's the best, but it's the most expensive in the world. It's like, you know, $50 for a pound of coffee beans.
No, the only thing we had was jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken, love it.
Festival?
Do you have Festivus, that? Yes.
It's the
yes.
Festivus. That's Festivus. A holiday on Seinfeld.
No, that's actually what they call it, too.
Festival.
No, Festival.
But they'll call it Festivus.
Called it Festivus. What else did you have? Did you have any Johnny Cakes?
No.
Any Aki?
Had Aki.
That Aki's was great. Awesome.
Really did.
Lazlo can cook up a mean Aki.
Yeah, we had fried fish, escovitch.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Awesome.
Steamed fish.
Steam snapper.
Nice. Did you have the parrotfish?
Nope.
That was killer that time.
Yeah.
Lazlo's great going on vacation because...
Yeah, because he pays for everything.
No, not only, he does pay. He did pay for all the lobsters and everything and the fish.
We should have brought him.
He has so much fucking energy. It's like, you know, I go away on vacation. I just kind of want to chill, you know, maybe go in the ocean a little bit.
It's kind of like being here.
Eat a little bit, drink a little bit. But Lazo goes off on these adventures by himself. And he found out what time the fishermen, where we stayed, is like a little fisherman place where they come back at the end of the day. And he goes running down there, comes running back. He's got four lobsters. He's got like eight pieces of fish. And it's fucking great, man, to eat stuff so fresh.
Yeah. I couldn't understand a damn word those people were saying.
You couldn't understand the patois, huh?
Mm-mm.
I've gotten to where I can understand it.
Honestly, I had no idea what some of the...
Well, they must have looked at your white ass and just been like, who is this crazy blood clot?
Blood clot.
Dude, that's the worst thing that you can call someone, a blood clot.
Yeah.
Now,
I was wondering today, does that mean it's like a blood clot on a tampon?
Yep, well, that's what I was told.
I got to say, that's what I was told too. But as I've gone back, that's not what it actually refers to. But I actually thought too, also that it was, you know, the blood from a tampon.
So what does it refer to?
I don't actually remember, but it has something to do with dreadlocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. That was a whole Rasta thing. Yeah. I didn't realize that was a whole like religion, man.
Yeah. You didn't realize it was
what
a religion?
Planet are you on?
No.
First of all, it's not
that.
A religion. It's not recognized
it's
as a religion.
What is it?
I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's not recognized in the world as a religion.
It's weird because my friend
it's Christianity, if anything.
But you, if you have dreadlock beard, they probably think you're Rasta.
They might think that, yeah.
And then you can't eat pork. You can't eat all these things.
Yeah, you only want to eat what comes out of the ground.
That's right. Because we went to a restaurant. My friend, he's got dreadlocks, and he wanted the jerk pork. And they were like, Rasta don't eat no pork.
Yeah.
They wouldn't serve him.
They wouldn't serve it? Wow.
No, dude. They're serious about that, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like the gay people.
They don't like the Batty Boys.
They don't like
no,
dude. No
way.
Dude, half of the music down there
is
tearing up gay dudes.
Hmm.
Dude, I got drunk with a gay friend of mine. And Reed. And I asked him, because I had enough courage. I asked him, you don't know where this is going. I asked him, is it true that there's really some guys that are tops and some guys that are bottoms? And he said yes.
Definitely.
Here's what I don't understand. If you're gay, why not just do it all? Like, why not pitch and receive? Because if I was, I'd be like, I'm up for everything. Lemon party, whatever you want to do.
You're up for everything?
What's a lemon
party?
Wait,
so if you were gay, you would only pitch or receive?
I'm top, man.
You're top?
I'm topped.
You would never...
I'm only about nailing.
You would never take it in the ass if you were gay?
This is what I don't understand. If you're
I guess you would, but I'm not saying regularly.
But no, he was telling me there's gay dudes that won't. They're only a top. I think that's crazy.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah.
And I've heard that you have to be a certain size to be a top.
No, that can't
be
true.
That's what this guy at a bar was telling me once.
You have to be a certain length to be top?
That's what he said.
So you have to be really long?
Yeah.
What? How long? Double digits?
I mean, he didn't specify, but he said that, you know, you can't call yourself... have to have certain qualifications to be
top.
Were
you at a bar where they were playing musicals on the wall?
Yeah, there was a shower on the dance floor, and everyone was dressed as a cop.
What?
No.
Now, see, I just don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why wouldn't you just enjoy it all?
Well, I think because people want to have roles, just like male-female relationship. People want to have certain, you know, like one guy's the guy and one guy's kind of the girl.
Right, exactly. And if I'm banging ass, I'm banging a woman's ass. I'm going to think of it as a woman's ass. I'm not going to think of it as a man's ass. Well,
suddenly this has turned into a prison talk show.
Right.
So if you were banging a dude, you would pretend it was a woman.
Definitely in my mind, I would be like,
well, if you were gay, you wouldn't.
Not if you were gay, you were thinking, oh, that's a hairy man ass. I love it.
I'd have to shave it down. Hairy man ass.
Well, do you shave your ass down?
No, because I got no guy hitting me in the ass.
Not yet.
Could happen one day. You never know.
I thought you told me that you had homosexual fantasies.
Oh, I definitely do. Come on. I think every guy does. You're just afraid to admit them.
What do you mean fantasies?
Like, at any point, like, Lazo's been in school and had many of men roommates, correct?
Men roommates.
Roommates.
Oh, yeah. I was in college.
And you never thought about ever, like, you know what I'm saying, something happening?
No.
Or you regret maybe that something didn't go further?
What do you mean further? Then, hey, then Terrence, can you give me a beer? Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Exactly. And he comes over, and it's amazing how he can balance it on his head.
What is happening?
No, I don't know. I really am kind of lost at what's occurring here.
Well, I just think that at certain points in your life, you have things that happen to you, and you don't really quite comprehend at that point what's...
That's called molestation. I don't really understand what
was
you're...
Was I molested then?
Does this involve an uncle?
Romantic moments with Big Wayne.
Right.
So wait. So at certain points in your life, if you have a male roommate, you want...
No, that's not what I'm saying. A male roommate. I'm just thinking that if you were exposed to more men, that you might come around to having sex with a man.
Come around. Like you have to come around to it.
Well, I'm going to give you an example. I grew up in a neighborhood where we were all heterosexual. And we had one friend that became a homosexual, and he disappeared for like 2 years. And when he came back around... Of course, you know me, I have questions. I started saying, so how did you know you were gay? And he was like, well, I was hanging out with these guys. So I was like, I hang out with guys all day long. I never think about sucking their dick. He goes, but there are certain guys that do. And that's what I kind of understood. Yes, you could be lured in by a Laszlo.
But where did...
how did Laszlo get in this?
Yeah, how did... I'm stupefied.
Maybe he kind of lures... I think about having sex with Laszlo.
Well, I mean, don't
he's
you...
Always, he's always trying to touch my tits.
But don't you think you're born that way? It's not that you hang around with guys and...
That's a Lady Gaga song.
Yes. I think at some point you just say to yourself you want to experience something different.
So you're saying you're not gay, that you might be bisexual.
Yeah, yes, I would think yes, I could do bisexuality.
But
yes.
You have to be pounding the ass.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
You really are bored as an unemployed man, wow. Are you? It's just really unbelievable.
Yes, it's a little boring, you know?
So, and when... And like what men do you like? Justin Bieber? Like who?
No,
do you think
about? No. See, that's why I think you take it all wrong. I think
I take it all wrong.
It's not like a fantasy that I want to do it. It's maybe something I feel like I missed out on in life.
Wait, so you missed out on pounding another man in the ass?
Of yes, maybe being open to homosexuality.
But just to have the experience, you're
correct,
saying.
Correct, yeah. Right, exactly. That. And not have it so brutal, like right. If you went to prison and three guys are holding you down and you're fucking being raped.
It's just like on your list, like I want to do,
it's
you
maybe
know,
a right. Bucket
freeway.
List.
I want to do an old Indian woman. I want to bang someone's feet.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yes,
but, no. You know, those things. You know, I see what you're saying. Just so you have an experience. You got to live.
Maybe. That's what... Yes.
For the same reason that you're going to get shanked at the Jamaican... What is it? Beat down DJ off.
Sound Clash.
Sound Clash.
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. Something to have a good story about afterwards.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. All right. So now,
and how does the fantasy play out in your head? And at, wait, and just to be clear, I'm not in that fantasy.
No,
right?
No, you're not.
Are you banging me in the ass? Is that what we're saying?
No, you're not my type. You're a long hair. I don't like guys with long hair. I like a reed.
More of a clean cut.
Yeah, I like a reed.
Oh, I would definitely be the bottom. I'm too much of a weak ass to be anything else, dude.
You might enjoy it. You don't know. See,
See, that's what I'm saying, Wayne. You don't, I mean, you're saying that you definitely would be a top. You might enjoy.
Yeah.
Wait, this is the man that sticks a bar of soap up his ass.
Yes, that's true, but that's to get your ass clean. Fucking violate it.
That's to get your intestines clean.
I'm sorry, but you're not supposed to stick soap up your asshole.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. That is...
Because what if it got stuck up there?
Yeah, what if it got stuck?
You just push it like a pimple. It comes right back out. It just flies right back out. You hit the top of the... You hit the bottom of the tub. Bing.
But then the one time it doesn't, you're going to be in the emergency room just like dozens of people. Seriously. Every day. They got a light bulb up there or something.
Bar of Dove.
I use Irish Spring.
They'd have to x-ray you. Could you imagine going up there and the nurse asking you, well, what's the problem? You have to tell her you have a bar of soap.
Well, Reed, it's funny that you said that, because there was one time I actually cut my scrotum, trimming it with a pair of scissors. And... Have you ever cut your scrotum?
No. That's gonna hurt, man.
No, it don't hurt. It did. It hurt a little bit, but I think more in my mind. But you bleed like you cannot imagine. You bleed. Oh my God! And the whole time, actually, I
come. Why didn't you use safety scissors?
I did have safety scissors, dude, but I still clipped the sides. Anyway,
Wait, what were you doing?
I was in the shower, grooming myself, and I.
Wait, you were in the shower, which is a slippery place, with scissors.
With scissors, and I was grooming myself, and as I cut my balls, all of a sudden I looked down, and the tub, like it was like someone dropped red dye in it. The whole tub was, bottom of the tub was red.
You're lucky.
And I grabbed a towel, and I came out, and I showed my then girlfriend that I cut my scrotum, and she looked at me, and you know when you look at someone and you know something's not right because they kind of like can't look at it.
Yes.
Well, that's what it was. She kind of put the towel and said, "I'll get you some ice," and said, "She said you should keep some pressure on."
Right.
So as I'm sitting there, I'm starting to think I need to go to the hospital. Am I going to be able to have stitches put in and be conscious and everything? And then I said to myself, fuck the stitches. I got to go in and tell somebody I cut my scrotum because I was trimming the hair back so my old lady gets less hair.
I'm sure they've seen it all, man.
That's actually what I thought. And I actually lived with my mother at the time, too. My mother's coming in the room saying, let me see. I'm like, hey, Mom.
Oh, no.
You haven't seen this in a lot of years. Get out of here.
Your mom said, let me see your balls?
Yeah, she wanted to see it, too, yes. The blood was, I mean, it literally had a white towel within seconds. It was like it bled through the whole towel.
Oof.
Yes.
I think we learned a valuable lesson that day, which is don't groom yourself with sharp ass scissors.
I still groom myself, of course, but...
How did this show become...
But also, you were on the forefront, because this had to have been at least, 20 years ago, when
you were on the forefront of man grooming. You were...
I want to say it was 95, 96.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So you have been married for...
So the Clinton years were
hard
on you.
I got married in 04.
Okay.
So...
But I thought you were with your lady for...
Oh, he's been with her since an Adam Ant concert.
I'm with her since 87.
Okay, but this was a different girl.
No, same girl.
Same girl.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
Weren't you afraid that your balls would fall out of your sack like you cut them open?
I never got afraid of that, but literally, I mean, it's like a part of your body that you never, ever imagine...
Putting scissors against.
Yes. No, not just that. Come on. You groom yourself. What do you use, an electric razor?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of veins down there, right? There's a lot of...
There's a lot of blood.
There was some stupidity involved is what it was. But I still do it. But
you have a scar?
No.
Were you afraid to masturbate?
No.
So how did it stop? It just stopped on its own?
Yeah, I just, eventually put enough pressure on it and just kept it clot, till it clotted. But, I'm saying for like 2 days, you have that scab there. And I'm a picker. You know what I'm saying? It's like I kind of want to keep scratching that fucker to get it off and let it heal. But I was the one thing I never picked.
Good thing.
Yeah.
We've really covered it all.
Yeah, we really have. And why were you thinking about that when the bar of soap up your asshole? Like,
I don't remember.
Well, we were talking about going to the emergency room and having to tell them.
Right. Yes, and my fear was that I had to tell them I cut myself shaving.
Have you ever stuck... something besides a bar of soap up your ass?
Most definitely.
What?
I hope people appreciate that they've waited this long for this amazing reveal.
What else do you think you would stick up your ass?
A finger.
I have no
finger.
Right.
Maybe a fake penis.
Where did you get that?
Reed, are you married now?
Yes.
You don't have no toys in the house?
No.
Wow.
Dude, you must have the most boring damn sex life.
Let alone how do you get all your fucking gay time now? What do you tell her when you go out with your gay friends?
Okay, time.
Reed, gay have time. You ever used a vibrator on a woman?
No.
Wow.
Gay time. There's no gay...
You're out of the gay scene now? You got married? That's it? You just walked away from the gay life?
You mean my regular friends?
Yeah. What about the guys you used to go on vacation
yeah,
with?
Yeah, you used to go on those mancations or whatever.
We still hang out, dude. Being married is the same as pretty much being single.
Hangs out with guys. That's exactly how my friend said it started. I just hang out with guys.
I think so, it would have started by now.
But here's the weird thing, and Reed and I were talking about this the other day. When you get married, all of a sudden it's everybody else's fucking business to start asking you really private questions. They're like, "So when are you going to start having kids?" And they like your reproductive life is their business.
Yeah, I get that a little bit.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Well, from your parents? Her parents? Because they want
no, just from people. Like people yeah, would just ask you. Oh, then they're like, "How's married life?" And I just got so sick of it. I was just like, "She's a cunt."
I just want to know. You said you were going to do the bean thing. How long did the bean thing last?
What bean thing?
You were going to put a bean in for the first year. You already forgot about the fucking bean thing. He's
come
only
on, dude, the last show was like a year and a half ago. Right. No one knows.
Seriously.
I don't remember what anything.
I think Bush was in office the last time we did a show.
All I remember was you were dying. no bean thing. No, I mean, you know, it's that's whatever.
I'm going to give you one piece of advice.
Oh,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Does it involve
Lazo?
Soap and my no. asshole?
This right. is the, okay. In your relationship.
You really stuck a dildo up your asshole?
In your relationship, you have to make one day a week where you're guaranteed to have intimate relationships with your wife.
I remember you told me your
have
night
you done that?
Is
Sunday.
Sunday, right. Okay. No, I have not done that.
Which I got to say, sometimes my actual day sucks because I think I'm more ready for it on Friday, if you know what I'm saying, where you're a little more like, it's the weekend, let's get it going.
But why can't you?
Because I picked Sunday.
But why can't you just do it both?
It's the Lord's
I guess
day.
We could.
It's the
but
Lord's
it doesn't
day.
Happen.
What do you mean? It doesn't happen that we change or it doesn't happen on
no,
Sunday?
No, I'm saying why can't it be Friday oh. and Sunday?
Well, it can be Friday and Sunday, but the guaranteed day
oh,
is Sunday.
So what if you don't feel like
right.
it?
Oh, there's been many days where we don't feel like it, sure.
But you still do it?
No. Well, there's times that I gotta say you cancel out.
Okay. Because the Sopranos are on? Or?
No, you just, you know.
Sopranos?
I don't know.
That was a terribly dated joke.
I'm trying to think of what was on Sunday night.
I can't have sex unless I'm showered.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. Like, gotta be properly clean and yeah. groomed for yeah. that dildo.
Exactly.
So okay. was another person in the room when the dildo went in your ass?
No, there was not.
So it was just you?
It was a little, you know, you gotta find out what your limits are.
Doesn't that hurt?
I have to say, and Lazo, and you were there too, dude. Come on.
Wait,
and,
whoa, no, whoa,
I was not there.
I was not there.
After we went to that porn shoot and we watched those chicks
oh,
taking
yes,
the ass,
right.
tell me as you walk by every woman down the street, it's like, you can take it in the ass. It doesn't fucking hurt. Don't tell me it hurts.
Well, right, but it takes a certain amount of practice. You
yeah,
know?
I mean,
it's like,
well,
right.
then we need
not
to start
everyone can
then
do
they
surgery.
Need to start practicing.
Wait, so let me get this straight. So you were actually stretching you're preparing your asshole for an ass banging? Is that what you're doing?
I can't quite. I was younger. I don't quite
younger.
Remember. Yes, I want to say I was before I'm with my wife today.
Hold on a second. You're saying because we all went to a porn shoot together.
Yes.
And evidently, I was telling somebody the story the other day. There was somebody like sitting next to me who was finger blasting themselves, and I didn't even notice.
Yes.
Because we were in those weird director's chairs. So after that, you.
No, I think we were too mesmerized that there was chicks taking it in the ass.
Right. So after that, you started thinking about what it would be like.
Oh, no, this is long before this.
Okay.
Before that. I want to say I was 20 or 21.
Now when you. But when you're. 20 or 21?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Okay. And so, but now when you look at women, you think they should take it in the ass.
I think that women put up like this front, like, no, they don't want to give it up because like it's painful and, you know, maybe they don't enjoy it. I'm not saying every woman enjoys it, but the guy certainly does.
Wait, so the fact that a woman says it's painful is annoying to you?
Not annoying, but come on, be a little open to it.
do you try like lube or something?
Come on.
Or just spit.
I've done it all. Spit, lube.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is also the person that spilled olive oil.
Yes. Fucking gallon of it.
So you used a gallon of olive oil to get anal.
Yes.
And all over the couch.
All over a fucking white couch.
And did you get the anal?
Yeah, yes. That was the first time with that girl, too.
And you thought that if you had a gallon of extra virgin olive oil, it would make...
No, I gotta say...
Why didn't you just use a little bit?
Laz, of course you start out using a little bit, but then you get overzealous and you kind of like want things to happen and you start thinking, boo, 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 boo. So I kind of went crazy with the can by just tilting it over. Not really, the contents and gravity play a large effect.
Right.
But yeah, it ended up all coming out all over the place.
Some kind of strange Italian meal with strange. A big thing of... So it was like a gallon can of olive oil.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get olive oil and feces and blood off of a white couch?
Well, there was no feces and blood that I remember, but I remember the couch having to be taken out to be cleaned. And they didn't come on premises and clean the couch.
And did you tell your parents, I'm sorry about that I've used all your olive oil,
I
was banging a girl in the ass?
No, I didn't go that far with my mother, because it was a place my mother ran. And
what's a place? What, she ran a brothel?
It was a private men's club. Yes, it was.
What the fuck?
What's a private men's
club? How did I never know this?
It was for alumni from Columbia University.
Oh, I thought it was a strip bar. It's like a Oakland room.
There are a lot of men's clubs in Manhattan that still exist. You have 29 Club. There's another one on 60th Street and 15th. I can't remember.
So what goes on there?
They're gentlemen's clubs, you know, but they're like for...
They call you, gentlemen. What are you doing? We're humiliating women.
That's where, like, I want to say, like, they would hold their bachelor parties and... You know, have proper arrangements with rooms with women in them for
because for men. What real gentlemen do when they get together is watch a woman shoot ping pong balls with her pussy across the room.
I gotta say, I never seen the ping pong balls, no, but I have seen Budweiser bottles disappear. Long necks.
Does this place still exist?
No, no.
And how much was membership per year?
I don't remember how much the membership was.
And so how many people were members?
Thousands.
And could you just show up if you remember any?
No, you had to be an alumni from specific colleges. North Carolina was one of them. Columbia, I don't remember them all. Virginia.
So your mom ran this...
Yes, a private men's brothel.
A private men's club.
So it was a brothel.
You banged...
It wasn't a brothel, but they could have... They were allowed to bring women back there, yes. It was a place where you went without your wife.
I'm not a member of any. I've never heard of these.
Right.
Are you? I thought the men's club was like the Harvard club.
It was the Harvard club.
But I mean, I don't think they're banging women in there. Or maybe they are.
I think you're sadly mistaken because most of those men are all members of multiple clubs all over the city.
See, I don't understand. I'm not a member of any club.
No.
Did you follow what school you graduated from with alumni or anything?
I don't give... Look, the only person in this room that gives a fuck about where they went to college was Reed. Like, he's still living his college glory days when he was in the stands hoping to lose his virginity, watching the cheerleaders. Your NCAA nonsense.
So true. So true.
Dude, what's the deal with this NCAA stuff that I see? There's this huge conflict about how these... Like, basically, this organization exploits these... college athletes to where you have to sign over your likeness, your face.
Yeah.
And like these college athletes are making millions of dollars for this organization and they get nothing. They get like tuition.
That's what they're supposed to get.
Right.
But dude, it's to the point now where like the school is making millions and millions of dollars.
The school always made millions and millions of dollars.
But shouldn't the people that are playing the game?
Those
Kentucky guys, they came and they stayed 1 year.
Right.
You know, they upped their profile and now they're making millions of dollars themselves in the NBA.
While you're making, listen, Colonel Sanders, or what was that? What was the guy that did Elvis? Colonel
Tom Parker.
Tom Parker. Okay. Colonel Tom Parker. Somehow I equated him with a man that makes chicken commercials. If you are making an institution millions of dollars, maybe you should get a little piece of it. That's all I'm saying. I think there's a lot of people that are very upset.
But they are giving a piece of it. They're giving their college education.
Right.
For free.
That could be worth $40,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right. But we're not talking about $40,000 a year. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars.
What about
this whole nonsense that you couldn't do a show because you had to watch the big Final Four. There's all this money in college athletics. And the people playing the game are treated like slaves.
They're not really.
They're
though.
Not. What,
how are they not?
Kidding me? Come on, those people get treated like gods.
Because they, I don't know. To me, a lot of the athletes have drive, and that's what they know they have to do
but
to get to the
get,
next level.
They should get paid for what they're doing.
Well, what about the people who work in the science department that help
right,
people make
exactly.
discoveries? What about the people
girl,
who are
the girl
in
on the volleyball team?
Yeah, the people who are in the lame a cappella group that
it's just
sells tickets.
Basketball like, and football. You know what I'm saying, generating a lot of revenue.
Right, but here's the thing. The emphasis at all these redneck schools that are all wound up about sports is the sports. It's not, you go into the science classroom and it's crumbling. But oh, we got all the money in the world for the sports divisions because that's all people really give a fuck about. And all I'm saying is, if you're a player on a team and that institution is making tens of millions of dollars off of your game, they should get a piece of it.
But then how far back do you take it? Do you take it back to high school? I mean, what if you pack the gym on Friday nights because you got a good player? Are we going to pay those people? Are we going to pay middle school people? It's, I mean, it's got to start somewhere. And what? The NBA has said it starts at age 19.
So it's
which I don't agree with. But
so it's okay.
You don't.
No,
so
I think they should have to do 4 years of college.
Right. That would be.
Then there should be better. Then there should be no TV contracts. The school shouldn't get any money for it then.
The school doesn't actually get money from the
dude,
TV.
They get tons of money.
They get money from the revenue of the sport being televised.
Right.
And do those colleges make so much money?
Yeah, they do,
on
but it
college
goes into
athletics.
The college, dude.
Dude, no, it goes into the athletics.
Yes,
the,
and that's what the programs cost, to have money.
Dude, sports is such a fucking joke at colleges. I got to tell you, at the college that I went to, the football team and the basketball team.
What school did you go to?
University of Missouri.
Okay.
Huge fucking deals. But everything else at that college can go get fucked because it's all about the stupid fucking basketball and the stupid football. It's bullshit, dude. It's not about you're there to get an education, not watch some guy bounce a fucking ball and throw it in a goddamn hoop. It's bullshit. But you know what? If those guys are fucking doing that shit and ESPN and Pepsi and all this other fucking sponsorship money's coming to the door, they should get a fucking piece of it. You're treating them like wage slaves. But it's okay because they're black, right, Reed? It's okay.
There's plenty of white people in the NCAA.
Come on, have you seen Utah?
Exactly.
Brigham Young?
Yeah, Brigham.
Those
Duke?
Guys can't even drink soda.
Duke, yeah.
I just with all the emphasis on college athletics and all the fucking money that's coming in, that money is not going to the science departments. It's going, it just stays in that, oh, we got to get a coach that makes $10 million a year. There's coaches at universities making a shit ton of money.
Yeah, but you understand also, it's like all that advertisement and publicity, it withdraws a kid at 12 years old to say, when I graduate school, I want to go to this school.
When a team wins the national championship in basketball, their applications for all students go up like 25% the next year. So not all those people are coming to play basketball. Some of those people, you know, might be, you know, excellent science people, writers.
But see, you don't get excited about the science department at the college that you went to.
Well, you would if you were into science.
Now, right, but you're evidently into watching sweaty men run back and forth.
Yes, I am. Well, so are a lot of people. Dude, I think you're the exception.
No, I'm not.
I don't know. You're the only guy I know who doesn't watch any sports.
It's fucking boring. I love going to like a live game if it's, you know, somewhat exciting. I'll watch the Super Bowl, but even the Super Bowl has become such a god awful fucking event. It's like, oh, we do one play and there's 80 commercials, and all the commercials are so fucking slickly produced. And
that used to be your business, baby.
I know. I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. You out?
I'm done.
Yeah, well, you know,
but
the
it's
Super
always
Bowl.
Been like that. I don't understand.
It's gotten worse. I mean, even regular season games,
dude. The Super Bowl has always been about making money, not about the two teams that get there.
I'm totally with you, but I got to tell you, as a person who has been to a Super Bowl, it's the most boring shit in the world because it's not about the game anymore. Yeah. American sports, it's not about the game anymore. It's about the commercials, and that's why soccer will never fucking take off in this country. Because you can't play commercials. You can only play commercials at the halftime.
It's true. Yeah.
But you know,
but there are ways of playing the commercials in the Premier League in England.
Right.
How they get over that is there's banners that are all around the stadium that are kind of like digitized. I don't know what you would actually call
it. Yeah, right. They swap them
out. And they can
out.
Actually change it multiple times in a game.
Right, but it doesn't stop the action. I don't have to.
Publicity.
Stop.
Plus, they have Vodafone on the front of their jerseys.
Well, that
see, that doesn't bother. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the action stopping constantly, so that I can watch a commercial block. And then we come back, and they throw the ball once, and then we go back to a commercial block. It's boring as fuck, dude.
Well, that's football. I mean, basketball is a little more fast-paced. It moves a little more quickly.
Why do you miss your college days so much.
I don't miss my college days.
You're an adult now.
It was fun.
I enjoyed it too.
Honestly, I'm one of those people who, if you ask me, I would not go back. I honestly would not. I'm not one of those people who pines for college. I just like basketball.
I was terrible in bed in college. I want to apologize to all the women that I fucked in college because I was like two-stroke Charlie, and I just never cared about their needs. Never.
Mm. And you do now?
Huh?
And you do now?
Well, now I got a technique.
You've been reading manuals?
I've been reading a lot. Mm-hmm. But no, in college, and you're all liquored up from the keg party, like, and you're licking them on the side of the face.
That's what they wanted. They didn't know any better, so it's probably fine. You know?
Well, and we were doing whip hits. It was a whole thing.
Dude. Right? I used to do those whip hits, but then I remember Demi Moore. She had to go to the hospital from whip hits.
Dude, I love that how freaked she's me out. Following yeah. the, she's following the... You used to do whip hits?
Yeah, dude. When we worked at a restaurant, I'm telling you, every time you go in the... You know, they had this big, like... 14 packs of whipped cream. Every time you grab one, nothing come out.
I never got into the whippets.
Oh, dude, we'd go to dead shows, and there would be a guy with an entire tank he'd gotten off of a dentist, and
you
just sit there.
What
and
does it do to you?
Oh, dude, it's awesome. It's
what like awesome? Explain awesome. What does it do?
30-second
besides
high.
That, you can talk dude, like a munchkin. What does it do for you?
It's a 30-second high where everything is funny
see,
as
I used to do this other stuff called Locker Room. Have you ever heard of Locker Room?
Oh, sure, Rush.
Yeah, Rush. Have you done
Locker Room? No.
It's
in a little bottle, and you used to buy it in Greenwich Village. And what they would do, is they would open it up in men's locker rooms before, like, a game or a boxing match. And it would get your adrenaline kind of flowing.
I want that. Where do I get that?
You could still buy it.
No, it was back when he was at Club 54.
Club Studio 54.
What is it, like tiger pheromones or something?
I don't know what it was. It was an inhalant.
But they said that it was the stuff that they would put in like the towel of a boxer. And when his coach would come up in between rounds, how they would like wipe their face.
Yeah.
It would keep them kind of like energized and motivated. And
I want some of that.
It was crazy shit. Dude, your face turns red like a fucking red beet, man. Instantly. You're like, and then instantly you're just red. And then it's over in a minute.
Kids have Adderall now. I guess that's replaced whatever locker room is. It's focus pills.
But I just love that Demi Moore has, like, she's fallen apart. She had her young buck that she's like, you know, she had to think, how old is she, 58?
Probably.
She had to think that he might be out fucking young girlies. Definitely. And evidently they used to have some kind of crazy sex parties themselves. You ever hear that one?
No, I didn't hear that. That's crazy. But when you're partying with your daughter who's like 21 and you're 50-some, something's gone wrong.
That's pretty fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I know. You want to be the cool mom.
There is no reality out there, dude.
No.
LA's crazy.
That's why we live here, grounded in
that's why we live here,
Long Island.
Broke, angry about college sports for some reason because I can't play, running for 3 hours to try to get away from my demons. I'm fucked up.
Can we plug my book?
We should talk about your book, which I have to say
it's blowing up.
I feel really guilty because I have not purchased it.
You wouldn't, dude. You would not. That's what I tell people. You would not get past page 2.
But you're a funny guy.
You do not care in the least.
I would try.
It's a funny book, but I'm telling you, the overlap of fans who probably listen to this show and this book, there's probably one guy out there who would give a rat's ass about this book.
Because it's all about college sports.
College is all about specifically North Carolina and Duke. That's it.
Uh-huh.
But it's selling like gangbusters.
What is gangbusters?
Gangbusters, I don't know. They haven't given me any sales figures.
Do you actually have a publisher?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
See, this is the thing that always baffles me about readers. Like, oh, yeah, I've got a book coming out about the Osbournes. I'm like, how the fuck does he do this?
Yeah, it's St. Martin's. It's a big New York...
I know St. Martin's.
Sure,
that's a legitimate publisher.
Yeah, dude.
And so you went to them and you said, there's a lot of people that are delusional and into college sports because they're having midlife crises. Mm-hmm. And I want to write a book about Duke.
Why people hate Duke.
Okay.
That's what it's about.
It's about why... Hey, I hate them.
Because they're the most... Yeah, I mean, they're like the most hated team by far in college sports. It's just strange. So, and I went to North Carolina. So that's, you know, where people from North Carolina don't like Duke. They have a big rivalry. So it sort of made sense for me to do.
Now, was North Carolina a slave state? You shouldn't be allowed to have a basketball team if you're a slave state.
They have so much tobacco down there, of course.
No, you shouldn't be allowed to have a basketball team if you're a slave state.
Okay. Well, what about the Missouri Compromise, fool?
They shouldn't be allowed either. Okay. You fucked up. You did a bad thing. It's like when I was in Germany, I was in this bar arguing with this guy, this German dude, and he was like telling me how pissed off he was that there's still British troops stationed in Germany. I'm like, dude, you did a bad thing. You fucked up, dude.
It was still America. There's bases all. When I was in Germany, man, you could, if you had an American passport, you could go onto the base. It's like a whole world. You want to talk about Burger King? They got Burger Kings there. They got Pizza Huts there. They got every. I mean, bookstores, Starbucks. You ever been on one of those? Why do we have? No one's gonna invade Germany, dude. I think it's time for us to leave.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of bases we could get the fuck out of.
So, I mean, there was like thousands. There must have been thousands of people.
Dude, Germany has so many British and American troops in it. It's crazy.
When are we gonna let it go?
Yeah,
it's been 70 damn years.
When are the Jews gonna let it go?
Okay, so moving on to the next topic is
that's what's gonna end is when the Jews end it.
What do you mean? Hold on.
When the Holocaust isn't like, you know what I'm saying, just constantly.
Dude, it was not that long ago and it was a terrible thing.
Yes, it was a terrible thing, but come on, are they gonna live for it forever and like wanna wear it like a badge of honor on their sleeve?
Well, there's people that are still alive.
Yes, there's a couple with the tattoo left on their arm.
Here's
fucking
the thing.
Hell no.
I have been to Auschwitz. It was a very moving experience.
I've been there.
And I have to say, it was. You've been to Poland?
Yeah.
And it was. Dude, once. I've never been to a place that was so pure evil. And it's like, they. We got to keep
that.
What
made it so evil?
They burned people.
Yes, I understand.
They gassed them.
It was like a factory.
It was a factory, dude. You'd feel differently if you went there.
And it's also. Poland is like the worst place to visit. I went Poland in the winter.
Yeah.
There's nothing
Dude, there was old ladies just peeling potatoes. You got no teeth. It's like that place is sandwiched between Russia and Germany and just got its ass kicked.
Yeah.
The trains are all like from 1930. Everybody looks like some kind of crazy ass peasant.
Yeah.
It's so fucked. There's people skinning rabbits and selling them on the roadside. The place has had some problems, man. Leave them alone. People just want to be Jewish and mind their own business. So I got to tell you, I don't mind Jewish people because they don't try to convert me to their shit. What I do mind is I go to the South and everybody's telling me how to... Nobody's got it up in my face and told me to eat matzo balls. I don't give a fuck. They're always up in my fucking grill.
Do you see? Because you're not one of them, so they're not going to tell you to eat
matzo balls. You know what? I've never
So you're from the South. They want to keep you in.
But here's the thing. I've never had an Amish person tell me that I got to fucking get rid of my Honda. I like religions that leave you the fuck alone. I lived in the South where everybody was up in your fucking grill about how you weren't doing this right and you're a sinner. And
that's not really the South, though, where you're from. It's more the Midwest.
Dude, we had Oklahoma had slaves. That's South to me.
Did you?
That's the read a history book. That's the definition of South is if people owned other people equals South.
Okay.
You were in North Carolina.
Yeah, the South.
Yeah. Did they have slaves in North Carolina? Nobody can answer this.
They did.
Yes, of course. Sure.
Okay.
They had tobacco.
Right.
Below the Mason-Dixon line.
No basketball team for you. You're disqualified from the Final Four.
Oh, good. So now we're penalizing me something that happened 200 years ago.
It didn't happen 200 years 150
years ago.
No, dude, the Emancipation Proclamation was in 1865.
I love that you pulled that fucking
date
out.
Okay, so...
What do you mean? Because I didn't quit school in the eighth grade.
Okay.
So that's 150 years ago.
Yes, but we still feel the repercussions today. So no basketball team for you.
Okay. Wow. This is a tangent.
This is...
So you're not high on the Linsanity either, are you?
No, I think it's great.
What, that the Asians playing basketball?
I just, you know, people are all wound up about, you know, it's very exciting. I heard this fantastic report on NPR about the Asian community is very excited about it. Very, what? Come on.
You get your sports news from NPR.
I sure do.
You're the only one, dude.
I got to tell you, probably the most vomit-inducing thing that I could ever do is sit and watch ESPN SportsCenter.
No.
I don't even have cable. Dude, I come home and turn that Xbox on, and I am... killing fools. I don't give a shit about this guy bounced a basketball better than another guy and ran up and down the court. I don't give a fuck. I got a machine gun and I'm running through mowing shit down. Dude, video games, fuck sports. Video games are the shit. Mm-hmm. I don't give a NCAA. I'd much rather be playing, you know, online head to head with my friends.
What about the NCAA video game?
I could play some video game basketball. That might be fun.
Okay. Here we go.
I could do that. I think there's one that was put out by 2K. 2K Sports. Have you, ever played that one? People go crazy about the...
Good. It's one of those ones that's so damn complicated, though.
Is it
it's
really?
So, yeah.
I've always wanted to play, like, the... you ever played any of the football video games?
Dude, it's crazy.
Is it
fun? You have to be a coach. You have to be a coach. I mean, there's, like, 100 defenses to choose from, you know, 3-4, and then within that, there's, like... You know, the full dog stunt bullshit. I don't understand football well enough to understand, so I just choose something.
And do you tell the team that they get extra money if they cripple somebody, like that one dude just did?
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, a comedian had a funny line about that. He was saying, like, so, you know, so now we get mad that we're paying them extra for to hurt someone instead of just their regular salary to hurt someone, because that's kind of what football is.
Precisely.
Last I checked.
So now you weren't able to do a show last week because you went to a concert, and that concert was Dr. John.
Correct.
You went to see a...
I thought that was Anthony that was going to Dr. John.
No, look, Anthony's got some respect. Reed but, said that he could not come do a
show. You went
to
a Dr. John show?
Yes.
But I did not buy these tickets.
He said it was because
his
lady...
Does he still do the cover of the Rolling Stones?
And we have friends in town. No, he was doing something where it was like one night was this, one night was that, and we went to the New Orleans blues night.
So he's banging. It's a white man banging on a keyboard and talking in a gravelly voice.
Exactly.
Really?
Big gold tooth. He's like the dude from the Muppets.
Were there white old white people boogieing? Because there's nothing worse than old white people boogieing. It makes me want to fucking chop their heads off.
There was a little bit of that. A little bit of hipsterism too. Yeah.
Dude, when you see old white people, like when you're at a wedding and old white people get on the dance floor and start to like cut a rug, I'd literally just want to get out a machine gun and mow them all
down.
See,
I give it up for them because they're feeling good. They're out there.
No.
Dude, they've had that locker room inhaling or whatever, and they're going losing their mind.
Dancing is sexuality. It's about having like this.
So what, does it just stop at a certain age?
Hell yeah, I don't need to see
what
some...
What age is that?
Saggy titties. Mm. I don't need to see them bouncing around on the dance floor, denture wearing. I'm not...
I love
white,
it.
Dude, old white people should not boogie.
Do you remember Gio's wedding?
Yeah.
Do you remember who I was dancing with at Gio's wedding?
Some old lady.
She had like 80-something years old. She was up grinding me.
Broke her hips.
Fucking loved it.
She offered to have sex with you for $250?
It seemed like it. She wasn't offering anything, but she was grinding.
I'll tell you, though, when's the last time you guys went to a concert? Because it's
tonight.
Now.
Tonight. We're going to one where I'm getting a shiv in the throat for being white.
It's not a concert. It's more like a...
It's a sound clash. For all. Blood clot.
But now, you know...
He's got to go home and take his sneakers off still.
Yeah, he tells me I can't wear my fucking Adidas to this thing. He said, evidently, there's a dress code when you're going to get shanked by a guy from Kingston.
It's so true. Any club you go to that has a dress code, you're 50% more likely to get shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, all those hip hop clubs.
You kidding me?
You gotta look real if you're gonna be in here. It's like, please, people gonna be popping off caps at fucking 2 a.m.
But hopefully they won't be filming everything on their iPhones. Have you seen that? You know, where you go to a concert,
dude,
and
everybody's holding their phone up.
Dude, it's worse. Yeah. People now, they bring their iPads and they hold iPad there. It's like a 12-inch screen right in
front
of your face.
I will smash it. If somebody is blocking my view with an iPad, I will smash that $600 piece
of shit. Well, I gotta say, just so you know, at a lot of reggae shows, the artists tend to tell the people to hold their phones up in the air.
So and wave them.
And it looks like a lighter. So it looks like as if you're taking a lighter out. And
don't care.
It's supposed to have the same meaning.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
have we lost all semblance of reason?
Because more people show up with cell phones than with lighters.
Maybe not at a reggae show.
Yeah, because I was asking.
Reggae shows, yeah.
I was asking if you could smoke at this thing.
And what did he tell you?
Because there's evidently...
No, it's indoors. You can't.
Yeah, there's no smoking.
You're telling me there's going to be a reggae show. There's not going to be people smoking weed?
We have to smoke it outside.
Nah, you're going to be smoking outside.
No, you can't go outside.
You can do it. I mean, I've seen people like concerts, they hold it down by their feet, but you
we've become so lame as a civilization where you can't go to a concert and light a joint. You go to concerts now in New York, and used to, when people could smoke cigarettes inside, you could light a joint, no problem. Now, anybody...
The cloud of smoke was all
anybody
over the place.
Well, it's just like somebody sees you lighting something, they don't freak out. Now, anybody with a lighter, there's a guy over there with a flashlight, you get thrown the fuck out. for trying to enjoy a concert. They're like, no, I'm sorry, don't enjoy that. If you could go over there and spend $18 on a shitty Bud Light.
That's true. I don't miss it, though, man. I don't miss all the smoke, especially at clubs and
bars.
Oh,
here we go.
No, seriously, dude. You know, your hair would smell like smoke. It'd come out of your pores. Your clothes would be ruined.
You smell like Wayne every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't smell that bad.
Dude, you get into my truck and you...
I didn't even have anything to smoke before I got in your truck.
Dude, most times when he gets into my truck...
I reek. Without a doubt. I can tell.
Of cigars or
weed?
All of it.
There's days I pick up my wife at the train and then we immediately go food shopping. And as soon as... I can tell by the look on my wife's face when she's, you know, 3 feet ahead of me and I'm just walking up the green that she smells and she's like, hey, you gotta be fucking stoned to go out food shopping. And then as I walk around the store, I actually...
Do you?
Really? Yeah, I do, yeah. To be normal...
Don't you buy more when you're hungry?
I'm sorry, he says it. To be normal,
not
high.
You gotta be normal. You gotta function in society.
To function in society, he has to smoke.
I have to smoke.
So to go... To deal with the atrocity of the grocery store...
Of the produce man.
He has to be whacked.
Not whacked. Come on, dude. When have you ever seen me whacked from weed?
Nah, mostly...
Yes. Never.
Yeah. There was that one time, but I wasn't there, when you did the hookah.
Yes.
And you were rolling around.
Yes, that time I was pretty fucked up. Yeah.
But, so you're saying that when you smoke weed, you don't get fucked up.
I don't really get fucked up, no.
So what's
the point?
What's the point, yeah.
It relaxes me. I enjoy it.
Then you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you're able to make better food shopping decisions when you're baked.
I got to say, we buy the same shit every week. I could pretty much walk in like a robot and know exactly what I'm coming out with.
Right.
You buy the same shit every week.
Hot dogs.
No. How high blood
count
pressure?
Chocolate.
You can't have, I love the Count Chocolate. How'd you know that?
Figured.
But I don't buy that. I'm actually a Cheerio guy.
Good.
The Honey Nuts.
Okay. Good. Good.
But I love the hot dogs too. It's amazing you say that, but those are fucking killers.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when I'm in the nursing home, you come to visit me, you bring me one of those dirt water franks from Manhattan, my friend.
I will.
Sauerkraut and mustard.
I will hook you up, I promise.
Right. As long as we don't have to blow you.
Exactly. Man. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long has this lasted so far?
Not long enough.
We're at 1:30.
Get out.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
We didn't even have to send Wayne to the karaoke stage.
He hasn't even been
time.
To the... Remember last time he went to the bathroom 18 times?
Yeah, because I got problems.
That's true.
Fucking guy, man.
Has that cleared itself up?
That was a urinary tract infection. Yeah, I know.
He's going to
laugh
girl?
Back. I thought only girls get that. Yeah. Well, it turns out when you're a man, there's a certain age when you're susceptible to it. And it turns out I'm in that bracket.
Jeez.
I thought only cats get urinary tract infections. What did you do? What did you stick your dick in that you got?
I don't know what I stuck my dick in. All I know is that, you know what I'm saying? It made me pee a lot more than what I actually felt like. I wasn't empty in my bladder. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, because I had a urinary tract infection. So a couple penicillins and you're right back there.
Yeah, because you were bad.
Yeah.
I had to stop by the side of the road.
Do you remember that night? Dude, I was going to say, there was one night we left here and we only got into our town. I had to make them pull over. If I would have pissed my pants.
That bad.
I started thinking about where it depends.
He opened my fucking car door. He opened my car door and just pissed. I'm like, a cop's going to come by. He's like, we're fine.
I'm like, you weren't doing nothing wrong.
What? Yeah, dude, pissing out the side of a car door when we've both been drinking is the definition of wrong.
See, I feel like that's just a ticket. That ain't nothing that's going to put me in jail.
Dude, what is it, 1983?
Right. Yes. You don't even have any money to pay for a ticket, do you?
You'll pay the ticket eventually. Come on.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reed, do you realize that if you don't pay tickets, they don't let you register and insure cars anymore?
What?
Yes, any kind of ticket. Yes, if you got a jaywalking ticket in the city and you go to register a car, they'll tell you you have to pay the ticket before you can register the car.
Interesting.
Yes, it's finally they finally found that, you know, that used to be loopholes that you didn't pay parking tickets and shit. Nowadays, I actually watched one. There's some dude that has crossed the Triborough Bridge $9,000 worth of money illegally by just driving through the Easy Pass saying, fuck it. Isn't that amazing?
I know, but that's why I always wondered how those people got away with it.
Yeah, so now they got a way of catching him. When he has to register the car or get his license renewed, he's got to pay the tickets.
Yeah, because in the old days, I get, you know, tickets on my scooter, and I wouldn't pay. That's how I stood up to the man.
Scooter dudes are hardcore.
They will ticket that thing every single day. There was when the city needs money or there's a cash shortage, you come out... Every single day they find a reason to give you a ticket. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And so the scooter's gone.
No, I still have it.
Does a girly ride on it?
Yes, of course.
Wait, so you and your girl will go out and ride on the scooter?
Yes.
Where do you go?
Just went out today. Went to the Home Depot.
He's a man. He's at the Home Depot. What are you purchasing?
Yeah, what do you do? How do you carry construction materials on a scooter?
Dude, it is so precarious. Strapped to back. It's crazy. Yeah, I got a milk crate.
You got a ceiling fan strapped to a back.
It's like I'm delivering Chinese food up in there. No, dude, I put
Dude, you're driving around like a third world country. Get a car.
That's right. I just stay in the right lane and I go like 10 miles an hour, dude. I got a bag of mulch between my legs.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious, dude.
Mulch?
I got mulch. I got 20 pounds of mulch on that thing.
And what?
You
where do you live?
Yeah,
you,
and where's the Home Depot in Manhattan?
So this is in Brooklyn. This is out on.
So you actually have to cross a bridge.
I live in Brooklyn.
He lives in Brooklyn now. Yeah, yeah. So what? Do you have like a little garden patch or some shit?
Yeah, we got a patio. So we got some plants. We had to put mulch on, so we had to go get some mulch.
Just so you know, I'm going to tell you something. I live with a patio terrace, and you're going to do plants the first year or two, and you're going to realize that they just fucking die. I'm serious. I mean, I know I live with its extreme sun, but fucking, you couldn't water these fucking things enough to come over and fry.
We had the same problem. We tried to grow tomatoes last year. We had two tomato plants. We probably spent like $60 on soil and seeds in a pot. Honestly, whole season, one tomato. One tomato. It was a damn good tomato, though, I gotta say. We're gonna try again. I'm gonna grow you some weed.
You can't grow weed.
Can't?
No.
Well, how come?
Because we don't have the climate for it.
You got to be hotter?
It's got to be hot.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying you could grow it.
No, it doesn't have to be hotter.
It's supposed to be hot.
No, dude, that in the Pacific Northwest, they grow it like crazy in the forests.
Yeah, because why? It rains a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
it's perfect climate for it.
Well, if you water it.
You just water it.
Needs sunlight.
He doesn't have. He's got sunlight on his deck.
Like a man, sunlight, dude. So much it shrivels.
You grow one.
How big a?
Am I growing it?
You grow. Please.
I can grow tomatoes.
How big of a house do you have? And how many, like, is it an apartment or is it a brownstone?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an apartment. But it's got a little, a little terrace or whatever outside the kitchen.
And do you, when in your relationship do you start swinging?
Never, dude. Have you seen what swingers look like? It's never anyone you want to get with.
Never.
Never, but, ever, ever. There are all these, I was going to write a story one time about there were all these swinger clubs opening up.
Do you ever fantasize watching another guy bang your wife?
No. That would be the worst thing ever.
He doesn't even fantasize about fucking his own wife.
Why would anyone want to do that? I would never. No. That's the worst.
Yeah, you think that's the worst?
I don't want to know that even people are sleeping with my ex-girlfriends, dude.
Get out! What do you care?
Really? That would upset you?
Well, it doesn't upset me, but I'm saying I wouldn't want to know it.
So what is...
What are you upset about?
What is Yoko Ono doing these days?
Not upset.
Oh, you didn't answer.
What?
Yoko Ono.
No idea. She probably went back to Japan, dude. No idea.
Because that was your last girlfriend that tried to break us up.
Right. Now she's probably ruining some other creative endeavor. No.
But you don't talk to her anymore?
No.
See? But you don't like...
You don't do Facebook with her anything? Your wife that I was supposed to know about?
No.
That's what's too much management about Facebook and stuff.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
Ex-girlfriends and shit. That's why I ain't on it.
Oh, I know.
That's not the reason why you're not on it.
That's because I'm an antisocial asshole.
That's more like it. You would love to know who's searching out your fucking name at home.
Dude,
playing with themselves thinking about the successful Laszlo Jones.
I'll tell you the real... reason I'm not on Facebook is because I want to fuck all the cheerleaders I went to high school with. I still have all the fantasies about all the girls from
you don't
high
want to school see him
and you wouldn't anymore.
No,
didn't you go to your high school reunion?
No, it was recently, and I couldn't do it.
No, you don't want to go. If you saw them today, you would think, especially with all the hot girls that are walking around New York, it's not even close. These are like moms, dude.
I would not like to fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
M-I-L, no.
That cheerleader has, four kids and is not looking good. Gone. Went to my high school reunion. All the girls I used to kind of have a crush on. I was like, well, that's done.
This is also the guy who used to have an Asian fetish, and then he went to Asia, and he didn't have it anymore.
No.
It was gone.
Gone. Yeah, so, be happy with what you have. That's the lesson here.
Really?
Yeah.
What about...
Well, it's not what you have. It's what you chose
to
have.
But what if I... Let's say
that's true.
Let's say I have an iPhone 2, and I want to upgrade to an iPhone 4, you see? Why should I be...
Right.
If I can upgrade my phone, why can't I upgrade a woman?
Because there's all sorts of problems with the iPhone 4 that you don't anticipate.
Bullshit. I can talk to this bitch. I like to say, watch this.
Oh, you got Siri?
What time is it, bitch? She's slow, Siri. She went on the slow bus. She's useless.
See, dude, in the commercial, they make it look like it's seamless and that it happens, you know, so easily. But Siri sucks.
She's terrible.
I'm really sorry about this, but I can't take any requests right now. Please try again in a little while.
Seriously?
Why are you so useless? You're a useless woman.
We were talking about you, not me.
Whoa.
Oh, hey,
bitch
now.
Bitch is getting fucking
ugly. Dude.
Don't be a cunt. It's just like my conversation.
If you insist.
Oh, see?
Wow. Do you ever talk dirty to Siri?
No, what happens?
I don't know. I don't have an iPhone.
I want to eat your asshole.
I gotta tell you, dude, that ain't working in the bedroom. I've tried it. That's how come I know.
Ask Siri what she likes sexually.
All right. Well, she's still thinking about me eating her asshole. So I gotta tell you, boy, oh. Dude, Siri is slow.
It's useless, man.
She is like
really for that you pay.
I know
$90 a month or whatever it is.
It's crazy. She's still thinking about it.
See, they don't show that on the commercial.
Well, it's because she's deciding. Does she want her ass eaten or not?
No, that's when somebody offers, you got to...
You got to take it.
It's thumbs up or down.
Right.
No, I'm going down then right now because mine's dirty.
What?
I took a shit before I came. Mine's dirty. I'm good. You don't want no chick eating your dirty ace.
Well, nobody was offering you.
So I need to ask her what she likes sexually?
Yeah, yeah.
Siri, what do you like sexually?
Ask her if she denies the Holocaust like Wayne.
I don't deny it. I just say enough
just
with it, man.
He's just tired of hearing about these.
6 million people died.
It's really convenient hearing about 6 million people
being
dead.
They don't know exactly how many Jews it was, okay? So don't put your 6 million out.
It was gay people. It was all kind of people.
Wow. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Show.
Dude, if I asked a woman... at a bar, what she likes sexually, and she just stared at me as long as this dumb bitch is taking an answer, I'd be like, you are fucking...
Siri is useless.
She really is.
She's going to come back and tell you she likes to insert dildos in men's asses.
Talking to some girl with fetal alcohol syndrome. It's just like, all right, 82 IQ, can I... She's still thinking.
Damn, dude.
She's no good.
She likes to fondle Steve Jobs' corpse.
Dude, what an egotistical asshole that dude is.
That guy.
Have you heard about the bits of his book? Like, he was so out of his mind, he wouldn't just go to a doctor and get his shit fixed.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing people out there that would still be around if they would just go to a fucking doctor. Frank Zappa, Bob Marley. There's a bunch of them.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Saw a movie about that dude. I didn't realize.
Ja will take care of it. No, yeah. Doctor.
But it was all against his Rastafari bull. He didn't want to amputate his toe.
Yep.
So that was it. So he just died.
Dead.
Crazy, man.
Another really big tragedy. John Denver. Terrible.
Didn't he die in a plane crash?
He did. I have John Denver on my... Somehow. Okay. There's John Denver on my iPod.
I have John Denver.
It will... Dude.
Rocky Mountain High.
Right. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Right.
It is terrible music. I try
I didn't
to
say it was good.
It's terrible. I try
Why
to...
Why do you have it?
I don't know. It's just like you... What? Who listened to John Denver? That's what I want to know. Like, what point in American culture were people like, huh, this is the shit?
Well, in the radio, I mean, I can remember being on the radio in the 70s.
I have to say, yes. I remember my parents' friends, I guess, because they were older, were thinking they were still hip and in with it with some new artist. I remember being at barbecues listening to John Denver, the whole album, any song.
Oof.
But music back then sucked on the radio. And before the internet, before you had access to everything, the only way you could find out about music was the 7 songs that they played on the radio.
Yeah.
Remember Eddie Rabbit? Come on. You think anyone would listen to him in the internet age? Have you had a choice?
A lot of them, though, that you were out there, they played on those ABC channels.
Exactly.
AM, you know what I'm saying, before even FM. You
right.
You're an AM guy before FM?
Well, when I was a small kid.
How about you?
Oh, I listened to it all. Dude, I've loved radio so much, that's why I wanted to get into it.
Yeah, I understand that, but did you listen to AM radio?
I started on FM.
Well, okay, so.
See,
I'm not old like the two of you. I'm able to run for 3 hours.
Don't lump me in there.
And drink.
Don't worry, the prescription's coming.
What's the prescription?
You'll have something wrong with you, dude. It's inevitable. You are going to have something wrong with you. You can eat all you want, right? Live right, exercise. You will have something wrong with you in the end.
Yeah, but you're just trying to postpone it, dude. You don't want to get in your mindset where you think you're going to be dead before 50.
Happens, happens.
Yeah, but isn't there something you want to live for? What about your book?
Dude, he doesn't care about... Dude,
I know. Well, what do you care about? What do you want to see?
Tonight's sound clash is something I'm really excited about.
What are your goals?
I have no more goals. I'm almost 50 years old. What goals do I have left? I want to see more of the world.
Okay.
A little more traveling. I've seen titties, touched them. I'm good on that.
Olive oiled them up.
You know, so I'd like to maybe get into a couple growers' homes and see what really good weed is like. That's maybe what I live for.
So weed tourism is basically right. Your...
I got to tell you, I think about it often. Moving somewhere where I could become a grower.
Well, did you hear how Amsterdam, the right-wing dudes have gotten into power there, and they're going to clamp down on people from from other countries being able to come in and buy weed. Dude, nobody is going to Amsterdam.
Why would they do
for
that?
The Van Gogh Museum.
They're cutting off so nobody well, gives they a go there for the hookers.
No,
right,
nobody gives a fuck about it. Dude, they're going to shut that
down.
I think there's hookers everywhere, Reed. You don't need to go to Amsterdam for hookers.
No, but Amsterdam, they have the whole
There ain't no place in this whole world you can't pull up and fucking find an escort service.
But, dude, like when I walking down the street there and you can window shop for bitches, it's crazy. But they're going to try to shut all that stuff down. And I got to tell you, Amsterdam's going to be a fucking ghost town.
Right.
Because you don't go like, oh, let's go to the... Let's have a lovely time, go to the Anne Frank Museum, and then go stare at a canal. You're like...
Right.
Only when you're high, you're like, let's go to the Anne Frank Museum and see where she lived under the stairs.
Right. I don't know exactly if I need to go to that one.
No, the Van Gogh Museum's pretty... Did you go to that one when you were there?
I did. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Because you see him literally go mad through his paintings.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. We went to the Anne Frank house too. I actually did all that stuff. I didn't even smoke any weed.
That's because you don't, because you're boring, because you were thinking about basketball.
And we went to a EuroLeague game. Just kidding. Saw Jens Bergstoffer.
Yeah, I love how all these...
Two down, two Guinness down.
All these professional athletes are going overseas and playing for like Japanese teams and stuff. Like that's a pretty big deal. Like, are they guys that get rejected off of teams here, or are they just like?
That's pretty much why they're there.
But was it like stars there
when there was a there was a contract dispute or something, and a bunch of them went to go play over there, right?
But most of those guys weren't good enough to play here.
Exactly.
I mean, Stefan Marbury.
But it's amazing.
Stefan.
He's a star in China.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
But there is amazing how many more players we're bringing into the United States that are excellent ball players.
From around the world.
From around the world.
No, it's true. It's getting popular. My mom went to China. She said every single person over there knows who Michael Jordan is.
Sure.
They're going to come take our basketball jobs next, dude. They're all playing.
Damn, they make the basketball?
Yeah.
And they come over and take the damn basketball jobs.
Our only saving grace is they grow to about 5'8". So
they'll lower the hoop. Don't worry, Reed. fucking hoop, man.
Jesus. I think there's one guy from China.
Like Chuck E. Cheese. They fucking put a 5-foot hoop up.
Like a midget show.
Yeah, but they're fast, dude. They got speed. They're like, they got quickness.
Really? That's why they can put iPads together so
quickly?
That's
what they said about the black guys, Reed.
Ah, dude. Yeah. I think there's only, well, I guess there's only one, I guess he's tall. There's one guy from China in the NBA.
Who was that? Mao?
Ji Jun Jin Lin or whatever. Mm. He used to play for the Nets.
Yeah.
Yi.
Do you still play sports?
I do. I play basketball every week.
I played rugby and broke my finger.
Did you?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a rugby league going on. That dude, that game is no fucking around.
Are you playing with dudes from Rockstar Rugby?
I'm playing with all sorts of men, and it's dude, rugby.
That's a fucking tough sport.
It is, dude. I felt like the next day I could not move.
I don't get it. It's like football, but they're not going to give you the pads.
Exactly.
Wait, how does anyone think that's
safe? I was smashing into people.
Yeah.
You're in pain, and here's the thing: is we played this game. And at the end of it, you know, you do the whole, like, shake hands, good game. And the first person that shook my hand, I screamed out in pain because my finger was broken. I didn't even know it.
Damn.
That's how fucked up.
But the, yeah, it's
intense.
Crazy.
And I started watching some rugby online.
See, maybe you need to stick to sports like cheerleading.
Yeah. I started watching some rugby online.
It's dangerous, too.
Dude, it is a...
It's crazy.
And it goes completely against everything you're used to, which is get the ball downfield forward. It's always about tossing to the guy back behind you. You know, you can only throw the ball behind you. You can never throw the ball forward.
Forward, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, too, man. I hear it's like super dirty, too, you know, in the scrums, or they try to gouge people's eyes.
Gouge and
they're like,
and fucking
kick you in the balls and like
shins.
Yeah, try to hurt you. It's crazy. So how'd you break your finger?
I was diving for a ball and slammed into
snap it back, or you just broke the bone?
I don't know. I think that's when I messed it up, is when I was diving for a ball and slammed into the ground and rolled over it. And It was.
Is it all bent now?
No, it's better now. Here's what I love about when you break a finger, they're like, oh, tape it to the other one.
Yeah, so nothing they can do.
It's nothing they can do. Like a toe.
It's like a broken rib.
Right. They just
nothing.
They just put some tape around you and be like, yeah, it's
you're good to go.
It's gonna suck for a while. My body just pops back into place.
Although nowadays they give you a script for like 5 days, if you know what I'm saying. A couple Vicodins for 5 days, fingers no problem.
You know, I didn't tell Wayne this, but I went and got a root canal, which I'd never had before, but it evidently, like I went to the dentist and he said, you are so fucked up, you have to go get a root canal like right now.
Okay.
And so he sent me to this other place and I went there and they have this insane machine that they put over your face and like... I said, well, what's happening is like you have a dead tooth in your head. Have you ever had one of these root canals?
I've had many a root canal.
I've had a root canal.
Dude, anyway, it freaked me out. She gives me a ton of Vicodins.
Excellent. Coming to your house.
No.
They always do that.
I told you. Yeah, they and
it's crazy.
And I hid them because he was working at my house.
See?
Yeah, you got to hide them in your underwear drawer, dude. Right. No, he ain't going
never,
in there.
Never going in the dirty underwear drawer.
I think I still have some codeine pills from like 7 years ago when I got a root canal. Honestly, they give you so many. I didn't need any. It didn't hurt the next day. I mean, they kill the whole tooth. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Codeine's no good?
No, codeine, as far as...
How much can I get for that on Craigslist?
Nothing.
What? Come on.
That's fucking aspirin.
Codeine is?
Yeah, that's fucking...
But it was controlled, you know? They had the pharmacist had to reach behind.
Yeah, but it's not a very strong drug.
Damn it.
No. If anything, a lot of people get nauseous from it.
What if I mix it with rum?
Yeah, you might get a little more of a buzz, but I'm telling you...
What
if I mix it with locker room?
Well, no. I've never done these combinations.
All right. I'm going to try it out tonight.
Wayne's girl was gone for a week, and I said, what are you going to do? You know, waiting to hear, I'm going to go out and, you know, surprise her when she comes back with a job. And he goes, no, I'm going out to get a bottle of rum.
He
killed the motherfucker.
So do you have to go to your lady and get an allowance every week where she gives you money?
No, he just runs the credit card up into the ether.
I do have the credit card pretty fucking high right now.
God.
I gotta say, working for Laz was nice, and then I have another gig on the side that I get paid like maybe every 2 or 3 months, a couple grand, which is nice also. But you can't just keep putting on the credit card knowing the windfall's gonna come and pay the credit card off. I have gone out and looked for work.
Right.
It's just there's no work out there.
Now, define looking for work.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, so when you quote unquote look for work, what does that entail?
Well, I get up and I actually get neatly dressed and then I go out with my resumes and references and some photos of some work and I try to go to places that I know would employ me at some point. Look, a carpenter's position, let's say, and try to solicit them and say, you know, can I leave my resume? Are you hiring? And like that. But if you want to become such a data like my wife, I will gladly take you out on Monday morning to probably well over 75 construction companies that I've been to, where two of them have actually told me that I can leave my resume, but at the end of the day, it's going in the garbage.
That's relaxing.
That's brutal.
It's the economy. You got to realize, though, also, I mean, it's like right now, there's 15 guys out wanting to get one job, which also has brought down the pay scale for that position also. Of almost half, I want to say.
Really?
I want to say easy what you used to get $250 to $300 a day for, you might get $135 foot today.
Have you tried hanging out in front of the Home Depot?
No, that's usually, you know, those are day laborers, and usually when you go to approach them to hire them for the day, they specialize in one thing. If you understand, like usually masonry work, heavy bulk work is usually those guys are there for.
Laszlo and I hired one for the show once.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
That guy. I wonder what happened to that guy.
Jimmy.
Probably got deported.
He's still in Freeport, I'm sure. But no, I have never tried that deal, I got to say, actually, because I just don't think that white guys running up to you, you know, soliciting for $65, $80 a day to do work is realistic.
But they might choose you because you're the white guy.
I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Well, let's narrow
it down.
He'll
be uppity.
I am amazed at, you know, I'm saying, how many places that I've gone to that just honestly kind of, you know, saying still getting by. I mean, a lot of places should be out of business. So right. What they've done is they've downsized and, you know, allowed the economy to dictate, you know, what they're going to make and what they're going to do.
So is there any industry you could conceive of yourself working in, be it a restaurant,
you know,
retail?
You see this industry anything? That me, you, and Lasso are doing right now? This could be a nice industry.
We tried.
We tried.
Yeah, trust me.
Do you know how much you can make from your book? Even if you charge people 99 cents for your book, you might make some money.
I might.
Yes.
We'll set you up a PayPal
Remember, we
account.
Tried radio, and we were told, thanks, we're not going to pay you.
We're not good enough.
Right. Well, whatever
it
was.
And we're going to own your name.
And right, they wanted to own our names, and it was horrible. So I said, fuck you.
But yes, of course I find things that I would like to do. Sure, I told you. I'd like to be a grower.
Okay, well, that's not the law.
That's legal in some states.
You can?
Sure.
Grow weed?
Sure you can, yes.
California.
No, there's a lot of states that you're allowed to go up to like 6 plants right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 6 plants, is that making you a living? No. What? I mean, that's not...
I wouldn't say so.
You know, but that's for personal usage, I'm sure.
So you want to become a grower, and your job is to grow...
I said I would... I could conceivably see myself doing that. Yes. I could conceivably see myself relocating out of New York.
Ago, when you won the lottery, you weren't fucking moving off of Long Island.
Yeah, but I mean to live, to actually have to have a job and structure, I may have to leave Long Island. Sure, I can see that.
Wait, so you're telling me you're leaving me?
I may have to. Sure.
Wait, and where are you going to go? North Carolina? Where are you going?
I don't know just yet, but I may have to. Sure.
So have you had this discussion with your girl?
Yeah, she don't like to hear it.
What about her job?
Well, yeah, that also comes into effect, but you know what I'm saying?
I think the one holding down the job gets to decide if you move or not.
Yeah.
So where would you go? I mean, where do they need carpentry? Canada?
I think all you need to do is, you know what I'm saying, I need one more tsunami to happen, like in Florida or Louisiana again. And
Last time I checked the news, there was no tsunamis in Florida.
But you understand what I'm saying? Natural disasters, dude. That hurricane that rolled through Long Island, if it would have knocked down your house, insurance would have paid to rebuild it, and economy would be at a boost. And I would be wanted.
Nice.
So you're saying...
That's what the problem is right now, is that there's not enough money in housing to build new housings, so there's not enough jobs out there for people that are in all the fields. Tile guys, concrete guys, all that.
Right.
Painters.
So you're saying you're hoping for...
Natural disaster, man. Come on.
And so you'll move to like a New Orleans...
I'm hoping it happens in my backyard so I don't have to move, man. But... Yeah, sure.
So you're hoping that my house gets knocked down so that I can pay you to rebuild it?
Well, not me particularly, but you understand that would make the economy come back. There's not enough demand right now. We need something to wash out Long Island. Rebuild it. You see that?
Godzilla?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not just saying Long Island, just somewhere, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not just, if I'm feeling that effect in New York, the same guy has to be feeling that effect in North Carolina,
and
in Florida.
Then why didn't you go to Japan and like do carpentry in a radioactive suit?
I wasn't invited. I didn't actually think about the plan then, Laz, I have to say.
So the next time...
I'm serious. I'm saying to myself, within the next 5 years, I got to make a choice. Do I stay here and struggle, or do I go somewhere maybe where I don't make as much money, but I'm employed 52 weeks of the year?
So 5 years, you're saying that this is your five-year plan, is if something doesn't happen in 5 years,
yes,
then you might move.
Yes.
So you're going to sit and do...
My five-year plan is already... When I became unemployed is when I thought about this, actually, personally.
All right, so...
How long has that been?
November 08, but I actually then worked for like 13 months in 10 and 11.
So, and that's when that's when the recession started, was 08.
Brutal, 08. Yeah.
And I got to be honest, man, you know what? You know, luckily enough, not the economy, but unemployment insurance in New York sucks. You know what I'm saying? The most you'll ever get is $405 a week. I didn't notice, but if I actually relocated when I was unemployed to other states, I get that state's benefit. There's other states that give out $700,000, $800,000 a month. A week.
700 or 800 dollars
a week, as opposed to 400.
So
in New York.
You've suddenly gone welfare shopping, is what you're, is what you're telling me.
You don't think that that's what people do?
So if a place has,
see, it's easy for you.
Me?
Yes, because you kind of like have. You're set. You have an employment. You have a check coming in every week, and you're doing well. What happens if all that disappeared? How fast does the house disappear? How fast does cars disappear?
Quick.
Yeah, exactly. And then how long does it take before you say to yourself, you need to do something else?
Well, like Cousin Ed, when he got fired from the radio station that he and I worked at, he went and fucking pumped gas for a bit until something else came along. He went and just hustled.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but you're not willing to do that.
No, I feel I have a trade, and I really enjoy what I do.
I have a trade, too. It was radio, and I can't make a goddamn dollar off of it. Well, I haven't got you assholes together.
I think you could make a dollar off it. You're just choosing to do something else that you're making a bigger dollar off of. Correct? It's like, if someone offered me tomorrow to run a construction company for $200,000 a year, you don't think I would jump
on it? If somebody came across tomorrow and said, you three guys come do a show and paid us a decent amount of money... Because, you know, K-Rock offered us a slot. XM offered us a slot. But I felt fucking fishy about it. And I'm glad we didn't take it because both those places, if we would have all quit our jobs, we would have been kicked to the fucking curb a few months later. So if somebody gave us, like, yeah, something that was, you know, decent amount of money for us to all live on and it was guaranteed contract for 3 years or something, sure, I'd fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I do anything any different than Ed did by you saying he went out and pumped gas.
Oh, what am I thinking? Video games are more fun. Fuck radio.
I go out and still try to do what I feel I can do in a day and make the amount of money that I want to make as a carpenter, I guess is what I'm saying to you, right? You know what I'm saying? And me going and pumping gas or doing something else, to me, all it does is prolong that time before I go back to what I do.
Right. Because you enjoy what you do.
Yes, I do, yes. And I enjoy. I think like I'm creative. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it gives me a little creativity of my own, and I get to fly.
So, wow, that was a very John Denver moment.
It's very poetic.
But see, I keep telling him to start his own business because people would love to hire him because he's so fucking good. He's like, no, I want to leave that up to other people. I want to come home at the end of the day.
I think you have to know things about yourself, and I know that I'm not that person. I'm a slacker when it comes to going out and giving estimates and trying to solicit work.
But people are begging you to come do work.
No one's begging me to come and do work.
I know people. I'm going to see somebody tomorrow.
I told you as soon as I know about that, I am broke. I will be there, no doubt about it.
But here's the thing is, if people tell you that you're good at something, maybe it's time for you to just embrace it and do it. And somebody else can, you know, keep you on track with the estimates and...
Right, just put an ad on Craigslist. I mean, doesn't cost
anything. What is with you and Craigslist?
I don't know. That's where I get all my dates.
2007?
I love Craigslist.
Yeah, you do. But I'm saying it doesn't cost you anything.
Believe it or not, Craigslist is probably... You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you have to look for a job, you know, the old school way was you opened the newspaper on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, and was the big day for advertisements for jobs, soliciting jobs. That don't fucking exist anymore.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you open up the newspaper, they're looking for fucking school bus drivers. Now, knowing that I smoke weed, am I passing a fucking drug test to become a school bus driver? No.
Right, but it doesn't cost you. I mean, put an ad up online. Doesn't cost anything. Who knows? If something comes from it, cool. If not, you haven't wasted anything.
But do you understand that I can't put an ad up on Craigslist advertising that I do something and then come in at unlicensed and uninsured? Do you understand? That's what kills...
Why not?
Because you take too much... I come in your house and I start doing something. I set your house on fire. You're not going to fucking say, oh, my insurance is going to cover that. No, I fucking hired Wayne. He's got to have fucking insurance to work in my house.
Right, but if you're doing just carpentry stuff, you're not going to set somebody's house on fire.
Who's to say I don't put a fucking nail or a screw through an electrical wire or through a pipe? And now I got flooding, I got electric, I got fire problems. You understand?
Yeah. I'm not hiring you.
So here's...
It's not that you're not hiring me. It's just things that in a business that you hire someone, they have those things in place already.
So just go out and go get them.
The insurance is astronomical. Dude, to work in someone's apartment that is worth $1 million... On the sixth floor, I have to cover enough insurance to cover every floor below that if I flooded out, Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Insurance is fucking the plan.
Insurance.
I feel like this is we should be blaming this on Obama.
I don't
Am I right
about,
on that?
No, I don't think so. But
he's a dictator. He wants us to all have health care.
Hey, listen, I love him, man. He gave me the 405.
See, yeah, you're coming around.
I'm coming at 90 weeks.
Coming around, aren't you?
I remember you used to be a Republican.
Yeah,
I am Republican, but someone talked me to vote for him. But
tell me how being poor turns you into a Democrat.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think I would vote for him again personally, but.
Did you vote for him?
Yeah, I did vote for him. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. I got to say, Laz, it was one of those deals that I literally changed. I didn't have my mind 100% made up till I went actually in the booth. And then I was just like, all right. You know what I'm saying? It was enough Palin. You know what I'm saying? My erection went soft and I was like, okay.
So you basically vote based on your erection.
Not my erection, no, I gotta say no. Some of it is on policy, but I do believe that most people vote just off of whether they like someone or not, and I think I'm that person also.
So
if you appeal to me, yes, I might vote for you. If you don't appeal to me, I won't vote for you.
It's very nice of you.
You know, but I mean, I became a friend of yours, and it's always like this dictation of who I should vote for.
It's not dictation. I just get very frustrated when you vote against your own self-interest. All these people that are out there like, yeah, people shouldn't have any kind of social safety net. It's like, well, you're on one, motherfucker. Have you ever seen those statistics about how many people vote for these guys that want to completely erase the social safety net and how much money a lot of these people are getting? It's crazy. Crazy.
Do you ever watch the Bill Maher show? They had a video where they sent somebody down to Mississippi to interview people down there. There was one guy, he had no teeth. He was living in a shack, and he was like, I don't like Obama and all this socialism and stuff like that. And they were like, well, don't you get food stamps? He was like, well, yeah, but I deserve them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You deserve them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've gone full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
And what does that mean?
Maybe it's there's Anthony bought a bunch of pizza and beer and shit out there. I think it's time for us to get put a buzz on and go to this Sound Clash so I can get shanked.
Is Reed coming to the Sound Clash?
No.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I do. There's going to be some, just in Jamaica. I know exactly.
There
what
are
going to
be some black thighs here tonight that
I saw a Sound Clash. I saw one.
Have you?
I did. I was just in Jamaica a month ago.
Wow.
I saw one. I did not. It was not for me.
Who do you know who you seen? What DJ?
No idea. Did not know any of the songs. Don't like that dancehall music.
Oh,
sorry.
Damn.
Sorry, dude. I don't like dancehall. I like reggae. I don't like that hard-ass dancehall stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. People go crazy, though.
I love it.
It was fun for, like, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
like this show.
Go hide under an umbrella.
Yeah. So thanks to Anthony for having us over. Then
yep.
Drink his beer and all that. As always, we want to thank the troops out there. We get a lot of email from them. And
cool.
Especially we always recognize, in the paper I take a look and see who gave the ultimate sacrifice. This today was Christopher Bordini, Nicholas Rosansky, Jeffrey Reich, Sean Hannon, and Jeffrey White. Every damn day there's more of those boys coming back over here. We got to get out.
Seriously, man.
But we do appreciate all the troops and everything that they did. We appreciate all the email that comes in, even when some of it is like, you guys suck for not doing shows.
Suck for not writing a book.
Suck for not writing a book.
We're going to change all that. It starts right now.
It starts right now. Change.
2010, baby.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
you feeling some effort or something?
My wife's
big word since she's going
to
this hot yoga is effort, and I have to put more effort into it.
Yeah, she's trying to get him to hot yoga. Can you imagine him bending over and farting in some woman's...
I'm going to go one day, but I told her I have to know some of the moves before I go. I can't go in there cold and not know what's required of me.
Well, one is...
Down dog?
Yeah, you'd like that. You get to stick your ass up in the air, and another man comes and fingers it.
And you should go, and we'll talk about it next time on the show.
Then you have some chai latte. I'm going to leave this running and have Anthony come...
Shut it down. Well, then we're going to have some silence.
All right, this has been the Laszlo Show. And then that thing comes on and goes... Da-da.
Thank you for listening to the Laszlo Show.
That show sucks my ass.
That's only in the moment. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or something.
I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. She was here pretty and downstairs and stuff.
Hello?
It's Bob.
Hello.
Hi, it's Bob.
When we ate at Nathan's before, only my chair had a yellow balloon on it.
What are you talking about?
All right, kid. We did it. Woo! Kid.
Kid, you all right? Come on, buddy, you all right? Can you hear me? Kit?
If I say yes, will you promise we'll never have to do that again?
Never say never, partner. Never say never.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Discover card. It pays to discover.